play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan. Just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
And we'll send things to PA announcer Bill Allison.
30, Jessica Lieber. A 5'7 senior, number 34, Myra Diggins. And a 5'8 senior, number 42, Sadie Hamilton. Silver Streets coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jackie Gollinghorse and Andy Allison.
There you have your starting lineups for the Streaks. It'll be Lieber, Hamilton, Diggins, Mangieri, and Klink for the Dunlap Eagles. They'll start a freshman, three sophomores, and a senior. Michelle Anderson, 5'3 sophomore. Kirstine Morgan, a 5'4 sophomore. Lexi Hobbs, a 5'9 senior. Morgan Erickson, a 5'7 sophomore. And Brianna Henson, a 6-foot freshman. Streaks in their new home uniforms in white, silver numbers trimmed in black with the black silver streaks across. Dunlap in their road black trimmed in maroon and gold. In the center circle for the Streaks, Sadie Hamilton at 5'8", and for the Eagles, it is Lexi Hobbs at 5'9". The ball is up, and the 2011-2012 season is underway. Tip won by the Streaks. Jessica Lieber cross courts to Paige Klink on the left wing. Out high left side to Sadie Hamilton. Drives into the paint, scoops it up with the right hand up off the glass, and good.
If Sadie can do that all year long, it's going to be an asset. Coming from the top of the key and driving down.
And a nice steal by Jessica Lieber. Nice hustle on the full court pressure. Allison Mangieri, right wing, has it knocked away. Now picks it back up. Gives to Jessica Lieber out between those circles. Long three-pointer from on top of the volleyball spike line. It's short. Rebound comes out long to Michelle Anderson. The ball's knocked away by Myra Diggins, and the Eagles will have it at three-quarter court. 7:30 to play. Streaks lead 2-0 on a nice drive and a dribble drive by Sadie Hamilton from the top of the key.
Yeah, very nice. She was able to pull that ball through and take it right to the rim. That's going to be a key because her defender just stayed off of her, and she's quick enough that she was able to go right by her.
Nice look underneath. Went to Erickson. Kick back out on the left wing. Shot up and no good by Anderson. Rebound comes down to Jessica Lieber. Has it tipped away, and a foul is going to be called on Lexi Hobbs, the lone senior on this Dunlap roster. This young lady, Morgan Erickson, a 5'7 sophomore. Her mother actually played for Evan Massey in the Galesburg Silver Streaks, Linda Clevenance Erickson. She played for the Streaks back in the late 80s or early 90s. A good player for Evan.
Well, the Streaks go with their first line change of the game. The only player to stay in the game is Paige Klink at the point.
So now we've also got the freshman Casey Williams in, and Rainey Sibley from the left wing drives in, puts it up, can't hit, but she gets fouled. Rainey Sibley in along with Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins in there as well. So Paige Klink, as Eric mentioned, stays on the floor. Rainey Sibley goes to the free throw line. Foul was called on Brianna Henson, the 6-foot freshman. First free throw up and good for Rainey Sibley.
Good form right there by Rainey.
And that's something you're going to want to see from Rainey. She is such a quick player. The ball handling was a little bit suspect last year, but if she's able to put it on the floor and drive like that, she's going to have some success.
Yeah, and she's very good at drawing contact, too. And with how small she is, she's going to have to absorb a lot of that contact.
Second free throw good, 4-0 Streaks. Hobbs on the dribble, gets it across right side. This is Morgan Erickson, drives to the right wing. Top of the key it goes. Three-pointer up off the back iron, no good by Cassie Gibbons, a 5'4 sophomore who has checked in for Dunlap. And now another foul called a reach, and this is going to go against, was that Hobbs again? Couldn't quite catch. Nope, that goes against Erickson. Morgan Erickson with a call. So the third team foul now on the Dunlap Eagles.
Good rebound right there by Paige Klink, though.
Now the Streaks turn it over on the run. This is Kirstine Morgan. Runs it down the right side. Too hard off the glass. Rebound tipped away by Chloe Anderson. Finally run down by Henson. Henson on the baseline, kicks it out to Hobbs, top of the key. She'll drive to the right wing, cut off by Sharon Diggins. Now right baseline, nice look. 10-footer up right side and no good by Anderson. And a tie-up on the rebound between Chloe Anderson and Kirstine Morgan. And the possession arrow points toward the Eagles as another line change comes in for the Streaks. Jessica Lieber, Sadie Hamilton, Allison Mangieri back in. Also checking in for the first time, Emma Junk, a 5'9 junior, and Hannah Smith, a 5-foot sophomore.
Hannah Smith is all of 5 foot, too.
if that.
Yeah.
She's listed at that anyway. Nice steal by Allison Mangieri. Nice hustle now to Jessica Lieber. Stops out high right side. Hands off to Mangieri. Back to Lieber. Fires a long three-pointer at high right side. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes out long to Allison Mangieri. Tips out. Jessica Lieber, another three is up. Off the back iron, no. Rebound again. Allison Mangieri on the right baseline. Allison with the basketball. Looks for some help. Gets to Jessica Lieber on the right wing. Now out between the circles to Sadie Hamilton, drives, and a reaching foul is going to go against Cassie Gibbons. Nice job. And that time, the defense actually came out and picked her up, but still Sadie able to blow by, and they had to foul her.
Well, and Sadie's worked, obviously, on that move because she's using a crossover dribble right away. Last year, we saw she drug that pivot foot a lot when trying to make that move. This year, she's starting it off kind of going lateral with a crossover move and then taking it to the rim.
6 minutes to play, first quarter. Streaks lead 4-0. Sadie Hamilton gives to Allison Mangieri between the circles, out high right side to Jessica Lieber. Backdoor pass, Sadie Hamilton, wide open, left block, up off the glass and in.
Great look.
Nice job of rotation by the Streaks. Find the opening, make it 6-0. Now another Dunlap turnover as Hobbs overthrew Anderson. And, you know, Coach Garth said that they like to get up and down the court, but it's a matter of being in control. And Lexi Hobbs a little bit out of control with that pass that time.
Right. And back to the offensive end. They're trying to play – Dunlap's trying to play a 2-3, almost like a matchup 2-3. And what a great job right there by Sadie to float backside and go hide on the baseline to get an open weak block spot.
Casey Williams back in for the Streaks along with Paige Klink, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, and Myra Diggins. Casey got tied up on the right wing. A jump ball called the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Rainey Sibley will inbound from just in front of the Dunlap bench. 5:34 to play. First quarter, Streaks lead 6-0. Paige Klink on the dribble out between the circles, goes left, gives to Casey Williams. Three-pointer left baseline. Doesn't hit anything. Comes out on the weak side. The ball's going to go off Rainey Sibley last. Nice hustle by Rainey. Got a bump going up after that one, but it's going to go to Dunlap as the ball went off of Rainey last. And that's one thing we've seen, a lot of really good hustle going after the offensive rebounds by the Streaks thus far.
A lot of hustle all over the floor.
Gives to Sharon. Her shot is blocked by Hobbs. Comes out long, though, to Rainey Sibley. Now it's Casey Williams between the circles. Out high left side. Paige Klink back to Casey Williams. Top of the key. Dribbles right. Tipped away. Gets it back. She's gotten bumped twice now on that dribble, and they're no call. Now Rainey, as they're letting him play. Now they're going to call the bump. I think it's going to go against Lexi Hobbs. If so, that'll be her second.
Yeah, and that's going to be a big foul, too. That's exactly where it's going. So that'll put Lexi Hobbs in some early foul trouble. She'll come out of the game here now. It looks like it's Morgan Erickson coming back in, number 21 for the Eagles.
And a line change for the Streaks is Jessica Lieber, Allison Mangieri, Hannah Smith, Emma Junk, and Chloe Anderson check back in. This is Jessica Lieber, left wing, drives to the free throw line to Hannah Smith, out high right side. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound comes out long to Hannah Smith. Picks up on the left wing, gets to Jessica Lieber. She'll fire the three. It's short. And the rebound, the ball just falls out of bounds. Streaks not able to hit from behind the arc as of yet, but they're giving it a shot.
Yeah, they are.
Full court pressure from the Streaks. 4:56 to play, first quarter, 6-0 Galesburg. On the dribble across midcourt right side is Gibbons for Dunlap. Gives way to Michelle Anderson in the right corner. Traveled, no call. Now gets running down the right side of the lane was Erickson. She can't hit the shot. Rebound Chloe Anderson off to Jessica Lieber. Jessica on the run. Stops left wing. Long three-pointer is away, and it's good! Nothing but net for Jessica Lieber on that one. And it's 9-0 Streaks and a near steal. Ooh, a foul on Chloe Anderson. Nice job defensively by both Hannah Smith and Chloe Anderson as they had Erickson trapped down in the corner. Little bump, though, and Chloe got called for the foul. That'll be the first team foul on the Streaks with 4:33 to play. Paige Klink, Sharon Diggins, Myra Diggins, Rainey Sibley, and Sadie Hamilton check back in for Galesburg.
Since Massey's gone to the quote-unquote system, we've seen quick line changes a lot, but this might be the quickest switches I think we've seen.
Now a steal by Paige Klink on the full court pressure. She puts a layup up, no good, but she gets fouled by Erickson. And that will be the, let's see, I think that's the second foul on Morgan Erickson now
it
as
is.
Well. So 16 fouls on Dunlap, and the Streaks will be shooting for the whole rest of the first half. Paige Klink at the free throw line. First one is up. Bounces high off. No good.
Now just got hit.
And I'll tell you what, these streaks did a lot of shooting over the summer. Several of them hit more than, and this is made more than, not just shot, but made more than 10,000 three-pointers over the summer. Second one up and good for Paige Klink, her first points of the season, and make it 10-0 Galesburg. And what was the call that time?
It was going to be a trip, I think, on, yeah. On,
Myra got called.
Myra. They didn't, her and Rainey tried to close off a trap, didn't get the trap closed, and good decision by Morgan Erickson to try to split the trap, and she was able to get through and get tripped up just a little bit.
First foul on Myra, second team foul on the streaks, running down the right side for Dunlap. Shot up and no good, blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Sadie's going to be called for the body, though. It was Kirstine Morgan, a 5'4 sophomore. Sadie went up, kind of brought the arms down a little bit, got her with the body. So going to the free throw line will be Morgan with two shots.
What Sadie's got to do right there, she has the height advantage, the size advantage against Morgan. She needs to just go straight up in the air and just alter the shot. She tried to come down, like you said, and hammer that hand down. Got a little bit too much of the arms.
First shot up and no good by Morgan. One of the things Coach Massey did say, I don't think we got quite that far in the interview, we had to cut it off a little bit early, was the fact that he's going to start off going 11 deep with this rotation, which I believe he's done that so far. Rebound, free throw is no good. Rebound basket up and good.
That was Hobbs.
By Lexi Hobbs. And that's the first points of the night for the Dunlap Eagles. Streaks lead 10-2, 4:18 to play here in the first quarter. Ball got knocked out of bounds on the far sideline. Streaks will have it just in front of the Dunlap bench. Rainey Sibley to inbound. And it comes to Paige Klink right of the center circle. Gives to Sadie Hamilton between the circles. Sadie on the dribble with the left hand. Comes to the left side. Now picks up and gives to Paige, left of the center circle. Dribbles into the center circle. Now at high left side to Sadie. Now to Myra Diggins. High post. Kicks it out to Paige Klink. Three-pointer. Top of the key. No good. Rebound down to Brianna Henson, the 6-foot freshman. Now her outlet pass stolen by Sharon Diggins. All the way down the right side. Laid it up uncontested. Couldn't hit. Rebound comes down to Hobbs. I think she thought Hobbs was going to go up and contest it, but Hobbs stepped off to guard the passing lane. Now quickly back the other way. Nice job of rotating the ball. Nice fast break, and Brianna Henson lays it up and in for Dunlap. Make it 10-4 streaks. Now quickly back the other way. Myra Diggins on the right block. Can't hit. Gets her own rebound. Gets to Sadie. 10-footer off the left glass is good.
Good job keeping the ball alive right there by the streaks.
6 points for Sadie Hamilton, 12-4 streaks. Dunlap on the run, and a travel is going to be called against Morgan Erickson. She stopped, and she's going to try to get the pass off. The lane got cut off, and she drug that pivot foot. Streaks will get it back on a Dunlap turnover as Allison Mangieri, Emma Junk, Hannah Smith, Jessica Lieber, and Casey Williams check in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
One of the things to watch out for, the turnover margin. Right now, the streaks plus 5 as they've turned it over only once to the 6 of the Dunlap Eagles so far.
Dunlap still kind of playing a 2-3 sort of matchup zone now. Hannah Smith out high on the left side. Swing it to Jessica Lieber, right wing. She'll fire the three-pointer. That one's short. Rebound, Emma Junk. Kicks back out to Jessica Lieber out high left side. Ran into her own player. Puts the three up. It's short. Rebound, Hannah Smith left side up off the glass. Can't hit. Rebound to Hobbs for Dunlap. Long down-court pass goes to Anderson for Dunlap. Back to Hobbs, right of the center circle. Right baseline goes to Henson. Henson puts it on the floor. Good ball handler for a 6-foot freshman. Puts up a 15-footer. Can't hit, but a foul going over the back. Oh, I thought he was going to go against Dunlap. Who's that going to go against? Emma Junk was there, and I'm not sure who else was there. There was two white jerseys there. They called Allison Mangieri for clearing out. Not sure about that because it looked like I thought that that Gibbons had gone over the back. But nonetheless, Allison Mangieri picks up the foul. Third on the streaks. Just under 3 minutes to play first quarter. Galesburg leading 12-4. Lexi Hobbs to inbound from the right baseline.
And they just threw it right up over the top right there. The streaks have to be aware.
Henson couldn't hit the shot. Hobbs gets the rebound. She can't hit. Now Henson gets the second rebound and puts it up and in. Streaks going to have to block out better than that. And Evan Massey. Oh, no, we've got a, I thought he called a timeout, but we actually have a reaching foul. And it's going to go against, I believe, Michelle Anderson. Yep. And so Jessica Lever is going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. First on Anderson, 7th team foul now on Dunlap as Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Chloe Anderson, Sadie Hamilton check back in, and Paige Klink awaits Jessica Lieber making her two free throws. 2:47 to play first quarter, 12-6 streaks lead, game one of the 2011-2012 basketball season. Liz Zaz, that's L-I-Z-Z-O-Z. It's going to sound like one word as fast as we go here. Liz Zaz, another 6-footer, a sophomore in for Dunlap. Also back into the Dunlap lineup is Kirstine Morgan. First shot off the back iron, no good for Jessica Lieber. Rebound Hobbs, long down court pass, overthrows Erickson, and the streaks get it back on another Dunlap turnover as Paige Klink will come in and replace Jessica Lieber. So Dunlap, yes, they do like to get up and down the court, but they just, with this young team, just haven't been in very good control.
Well, Hobbs has to take better control of the ball. I mean, she's the lone returning senior that got major minutes.
Nice read on the defense that time by Hobbs. Paige Klink trying to find the backdoor pass to Sadie Hamilton that time. Hobbs was there and broke it up and tied up Sadie Hamilton. And the possession arrow points toward Dunlap. And, you know, honestly, so far Dunlap has pushed the ball a little bit more than the Streaks have, but they just really haven't gotten anything to show for it. The Streaks has done a good job of setting up and getting some good open looks. Now Hobbs runs it down that time, gets between the Galesburg defenders. She's able to lay it up and in. She's got four and make it 12-8 Streaks. Full court pressure this time. Paige Klink has it across midcourt. Lost a handle. Gets it back. Gets to Rainey Sibley on the left wing. Back to Paige between the circles. Now Rainey left wing penetrates. Lost control of it. Ball goes to the floor and a tie-up between Chloe Anderson and Lexi Hobbs. This time the possession arrow points toward the Streaks.
Streaks having some problems holding on to the ball right there. That was two straight possessions. Paige Klink could have had a steal prior to Alexis Hobbs taking that down for the layup. Was not able to gather the ball. Hobbs took it from her and then scored. And then right back on the offensive end, she had a pass to her, went between her legs. She just could not corral it.
Inbound to Jessica Lieber, left wing, three-pointer in and out, no good. Myra Diggins with a rebound, back to Jessica, top of the key. Now to Hannah Smith, Allison Mangieri, left wing, three-pointer, off the back iron, no. Rebound tipped around off Emma Jung's hand, and coming up with it is Erickson for Dunlap. She traveled with the basketball, tried to break between the trap, and the Streaks get it back on another Dunlap turnover as Myra Diggins, Hannah Smith, Emma Junk, Jessica Lieber, and Allison Mangieri are on the floor for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Just under 2 minutes to play first quarter, Galesburg leading 12-8.
Streaks started off with a 10-0 lead, and slowly Dunlap's crept back into this one to cut the lead down to four.
Jessica Lieber, three-pointer out high left side, off the iron, no good, rolls off. Rebound off the hands of Emma Junk, and this is Dunlap on the run. Nice crossover by Kirstine Morgan, lays it up on the left side and got it. Morgan with her first basket. Now it's a two-point game, and the ball knocked away that time by Cassie Gibbons on the full court pressure. Streaks will have it back with 1:35 to play and a fresh five in. Paige Klink, Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Chloe Anderson, and Sadie Hamilton. Back in for Dunlap is the 6-foot freshman Brianna Henson, replacing the 6-foot sophomore Liz Zaz. Also checking back in is Michelle Anderson, the 5'3 sophomore.
You think Coach Garson knows something? He's extended this 2-3 zone out almost to three-quarters court.
Yep, and it's worked a couple of times. Rainey Sibley shoots from on top of the three-point line. Left wing can't hit. Rebound comes down to Erickson. And a timeout called by Coach Patrick Garst with 1:23 to play here in the first quarter. And I believe this is a 30-second timeout. So 1:23 to play first quarter. A lot of action, not a lot of scoring thus far. And we kind of saw that in the earlier game tonight in which it was United Township beating Illini West, 49-42. Really low scoring in the first half. UT put a lot of points on the board mid-third to early fourth quarter. Illini West able to fight back into it a little bit. But really, I think that game was even way sloppier than this one has been thus far. This, you know, for an early game, I mean, you got to look at the fact that Dunlap's such a young team. They're trying to push the tempo. Few turnovers, but hasn't been totally sloppy at this point.
No, well, and the other thing is the Streaks would be way out in front of this one if they could hit for a good percentage.
Yeah.
They've had the shots. They just have not converted the shots.
On the right side, this is Henson on the dribble. Drives in. Left-handed runner up off the back iron. No good. Nearly gets her own rebound. Rolls off her hand. Now Hobbs has it. 10-footer from straight on is good. And we are tied. That is six for Hobbs. It's 12-12. With just a minute to play in the first quarter. Paige Klink on the dribble. Token full court pressure now. Klink across midcourt right side. Picks up, gets to Sadie Hamilton in the center circle. Sadie penetrates left side, gets tripped up, no call, and she's going to be called for the travel. She came to the floor, she kind of got a hold of the ball and slid toward the baseline and got called for the travel. That's
a tough one right there because she did go to the floor. The ball was loose, but she did trap it against her thigh and slid with it a little bit. If she would have just let it hit the ground and then picked it up, she would have been okay.
So a little less than a minute to play. Dunlap with a chance to take the lead for the first time in the game. Ball knocked away by Allison Mangieri as a new set of five in for the Streaks. Allison Mangieri, Casey Williams, Myra Diggins, Hannah Smith, and Jessica Lieber on the court. Nobody over what? About 5'9", I guess, probably Casey Williams is it for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 49.6 to play. Inbound comes to Hobbs out high on the left side for Dunlap. Now with 48 seconds to play, dribbles right. Now goes to the free throw line to Erickson. Right baseline, it goes to Anderson. On the right block, it's Hobbs, puts it up. Nice defensive job by Casey Williams. Held her ground, had both arms straight up, and Hobbs actually shot right into her. The ball went off Casey Williams last. Dunlap will get it back on the left baseline as Sharon Diggins and Sadie Hamilton check in for the Streaks, replacing Casey Williams and Allison Mangieri. Now also Rainey Sibley will come in, and she is going to replace Hannah Smith. 38.7 seconds to play. Hobbs will inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Henson. Ball tipped away by Rainey Sibley. Henson gets it back, gives to Hobbs, left baseline. Right elbow goes to Anderson, 15-footer up, bounces off, no good. Sadie Hamilton down with a rebound with 30 seconds to play. Long downcourt pass to Ron Diggins, but we've got a foul on the sideline as Sadie got knocked out of bounds. I believe it's Morgan Erickson, and if so, that'll be her third foul. And I think she's the only player that maybe has not been off the court yet for, well, I guess Hobbs hadn't been off yet either, but that's her third with 27.7 to play in the first quarter.
Erickson and Hobbs both grabbed a bench for a short period of time. But, yeah, they've played majority of this first quarter, and both of them are in foul trouble.
Sadie Hamilton with a chance of the one. A bonus first shot is up, and it is good. 7 points for Sadie tonight. Streaks retake the lead, 13-12. 27.7 seconds to play first quarter of the opener of the 2011-2012 season. Second shot for Sadie is up and good.
Sadie with that soft, smooth stroke.
25 seconds to play. Anderson across midcourt. Long downcourt pass goes out of bounds. Actually, it's saved in, but Sadie Hamilton picks it up. It was Anderson that ran down there, or rather Morgan that saved it in. Anderson had made the pass. Now Sharon Diggins, three-pointer, right wing, no good. Rebound out long to Sadie Hamilton. 9 seconds to play. Sadie on the dribble, kicks it over to Sharon on the right wing with six. Drives right baseline with four, puts up the 10-footer. No, rebound comes down to Hobbs. 2 seconds to play. Won't even get a shot off as the first quarter comes to an end in the season opener. After one, it is Galesburg 14, Dunlap 12. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
One quarter in the books from John Thiel Gymnasium. I'm Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Glad to have you along on WGIL and WGIL.com for Silver Streak basketball. Streaks lead 14-12 over the Dunlap Eagles. Dunlap with the basketball to start the second quarter. Streaks bring out Rainey Sibley, Emma Junk, Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton, and Sharon Diggins. Pass to the left baseline, knocked away by Sadie Hamilton, and the Eagles will have it back.
Tom, talking about the poor shooting in that first quarter, Streaks 4 of 22 from the field, good for 18%. Free throws are keeping them in it right now.
I say they were getting some good looks, just weren't getting anything to fall or not getting much to fall. Now a cross-court pass from Dunlap, and that's one of the things that's really hurt Dunlap is the turnovers.
Well, that's number 10 on the game for Dunlap Eagles.
So the Streaks will bring it for three-quarter court. 7:44 to play first half. 14-12 is the Streaks' lead. Three more broadcasts of Silver Streak girls basketball this week here on WGIL. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as the Thanksgiving tournament continues. The next Tuesday, it'll be the Western Big Six opener on the road at Moline as Sharon Diggins drives right baseline. Henson's going to be called for sticking the knee out as Sharon went around. Just kind of unfortunate for Henson. I think Sharon just actually turned the corner so sharp that she actually ran into Henson's leg. I don't really think she necessarily stuck the knee out like you see sometimes.
Yeah. One of the perils of being a post player, the fouls you get just by where you are. No, a little bit of change to the schedule this year. Starting off in Moline, that's usually the last game of the set stretch of Western Big Six games for the Streaks.
First free throw for Sharon Diggins up and good. She will get the bonus, make it 15-12. And in fact, our first, I believe, three conference games.
We go all on
to
the road.
Moline, go to Rock Island.
And then Quincy.
And then Quincy, which, usually Quincy's early right off the bat, too, down there. Second one up and good as well for Sharon Diggins, her first 2 points, and make it 16-12 Streaks. Long down court pass, left side, 10 footers up and good by Cassie Gibbons. That's her first basket of the ball game. And they get 16-14 streaks. Token full court pressure. Sadie Hamilton will bring across uncontested. On the dribble, top of the key. Now splits the defender, stopped at the free throw line. Kicks to Paige Klink, top of the key. She'll fire the long three-pointer. High arc off the back iron. No. Great rebound by Sharon Diggins. Kicks out to Rainey Sibley. She traveled the basketball on the left wing. Tried to get her feet set. Tried to step back behind the three-point arc. Boy, Sharon really got up and ripped that rebound away and did a nice job going off after the offensive glass.
Well, you know, this streak team might not be the tallest team, but with Myra, Sharon, and Sadie in a game, those are some of the strongest players you're going to find in any one of these girls' games.
16-14 streaks lead, 7 minutes to play, and a double dribble called on Gibbons. So another Dunlap turnover as Jessica Lieber, Allison Mangieri, Hannah Smith, Myra Diggins, and Casey Williams check back in for Galesburg.
Coach Garst not pleased. He wanted the ball reversal by way of the pass, not by way of the dribble.
Top of the key, this is Casey Williams. Gives to Myra Diggins on high right side, right wing. Jessica Lieber, quick three off the front iron. No rebound to Hobbs for Dunlap. Hobbs on the run, long down court pass. Tried to get it to Garst and overthrew her, and the Streaks get it back on another turnover. And Coach Garst is looking at Hobbs saying, slow it down a little. Bring it down on the dribble. You don't need to make that long pass. 16-14 Streaks lead. Casey Williams gives to Hannah Smith. Left wing, it's Allison Mangieri. Allison on the dribble, out between the circles to Casey Williams. Out high right side, pass tipped away. Jessica Lieber able to run it down. Swings it over to Hannah Smith. Left wing, fires a three, short. And the ball falls out of bounds without anybody touching it. Dunlap will bring it the length of the court as Paige Klink, Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson, Rainey Sibley, and Sadie Hamilton will check back in for Galesburg with 6:28 to play. First half, Streaks leading 16-14.
The two threes we've seen from Hannah Smith have been well short. I'm wondering if she's got a little jitters going on, not getting her legs under her shot.
Yeah, those first game jitters can have an effect. Actually, pretty good crowd here tonight. And another double dribble on Dunlap. This time it was Kirstine Morgan against the full court pressure. Who was it? I think it was Sharon, and was it Chloe Anderson out there as well?
And that was just a blatant one, too. Yeah. She lost control of the ball, let it hit the floor. She then picked it up and started dribbling again.
Now losing the ball, Paige Klink on the dribble, dives back, gets control of it. Now is going to get tied up, and the possession of points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Game looks like it's moving a little faster for Paige as well.
Yeah.
She's lost the ball now a few times in trying to handle it. And, you know, like you said, first game jitters can often do that to a player.
And, you know, Coach Garst said this is probably the quickest team he's had since he's been at Dunlap. And they've showed. I mean, defensively, they've done a pretty decent job against our ball handlers. Nice cross-court pass from Sharon Diggins to Rainey Sibley. Drives in, can't get the shot to fall. Rebound comes down to the 6-foot sophomore, Zaz. Gives to Hobbs. Hobbs on the dribble across midcourt, right side. Tried to get it underneath. Pass knocked away by Sadie Hamilton. Tried to get to Anderson. Sadie did a nice job knocking it away as Jessica Lieber, Allison Mangieri, Hannah Smith, Myra Diggins, and Emma Junk check back in for Galesburg. 5:53 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 16-14.
Great ball movement right there by the Streaks on that last possession, but I think Rainey had one more pass she could have made as she had a shooter up at the top of the key that was wide open.
Right baseline, this is Gibbons. 15-footer is up and good, and that ties it up again. Gibbons with her second basket. We're tied at 16. Allison Mangieri, right wing, gets to Jessica Lieber, top of the key. Emma Junk fires a three off the back iron. No. Rebound comes down to...
Go for
Let's
it.
See. 23. Damiola Taiwo.
There
by
you go.
Another 5'10 sophomore. Gets it down to Hobbs. She runs it down the right side. And the Dunlap Eagles have their first lead of the ball game, 18-16. Down court pass. Myra Diggins able to run it down, but lost a handle on it. This is Anderson running it down. Gives way to Morgan. Morgan on the run right side. Nice pass to the left block. 5-footer up and no good by Gibbons. And Emma Junk down with a rebound, and she's going to be fouled by Gibbons. The only thing Emma got bailed out on the foul there. She got that rebound. Rather than keeping up and keeping strong, she brought it down to her waist, and they were able to reach in on her.
A faux pas by any post player. If you've got the height, use it. Get it in between, underneath that chin with the elbows out.
And fortunately for the Streaks, it's a two-shot foul as Dunlap now with 10 team fouls.
Kind of surprised we haven't seen a timeout here from Coach Massey. It looks like the game's going a little quick for the Streaks.
First free throw lands on the back of the iron on the flat part, then fell through for Emma. That's her first point of the ball game. Make it 18-17 Dunlap. Paige Klink, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, and Chloe Anderson check back in. The freshman Casey Williams waits to replace Emma Junk. 5:09 to play first half. Second shot for Emma up off the back iron. No. Hobbs down with a rebound for Dunlap. Lexi Hobbs gets it up near midcourt to Morgan. Morgan across the timeline, dribbles down the left side, scoops up the left hand, got it, and she's fouled by Rainey Sibley. That was a tough shot to make. She was kind of scooping it underhand with that left hand. Rainey got a piece of her arm, and once her arm got through, sometimes it just goes too hard off the glass, but just she kind of just had the right angle that she was able to put it in.
Well, it was a strong move, too, right there by Morgan. I'm hoping that the Streaks are able to cut her off next time because she seems a little weak when she gets a lot of pressure in front of her.
Now the biggest lead of the ball game for Dunlap at three, and now make it four as Morgan completes the three-point play, make it 21-17 with 4:58 to play first half. Casey Williams gets to Rainey Sibley, left wing, left baseline. Sharon Diggins fires a three. It's off the back iron, no. Weak side rebound comes down to Chloe Anderson, ripped it away from a couple of Dunlap players. Now gets to Sharon. Now it's Rainey Sibley, top of the key, three-pointer up and good, and she got bumped afterwards too. First basket of the season for Rainey Sibley and the first, or rather second, three of the ball game for the Streaks. Make it 21-20 Dunlap. Pace picking up now. This is Givens, left wing, top of the key, Hobbs. She'll dribble right, goes right baseline. Runner is up off the glass and good. Nice move by Hobbs. She's got 10. Make it 23-20 Dunlap with 4:24 to play. First half, Casey Williams gets to Rainey Sibley, left wing. Now on the left block, gets to Chloe Anderson, up off the glass, got it and one.
Chloe can make her hay down there. She can make that tough shot, get herself to the free throw line. She can do a lot of damage.
And the foul went against Kirstine Morgan. That is her first foul. And nice job by Chloe Anderson. Nice job first off by, it was on the dish, I believe. Was that Sharon or Rainey that drew the defender? I think it was Sharon that went in and drew the defender and made the nice pass to Chloe. Free throw up, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Hobbs for Dunlap. 23-22, the Eagles lead, 4:14 to play here in the first half. 17-footer left baseline, no good by Givens. Rebounds to Chloe Anderson. Gives to Jessica Lieber, who's in there with Hannah Smith, Sadie Hamilton, and Allison Mangieri. This is Mangieri on the right wing. Back to Lieber. Long three-pointer out high right side. A short rebound off the hand of Sadie Hamilton. Hannah Smith runs it down and gives to Jessica Lieber. Now Allison Mangieri out high right side to Jessica Lieber between the circles. Now Sadie Hamilton out high right side. Gets a pick from Lieber. Dribbles right. Down the right side of the lane. Ball is knocked away and Givens comes up with it for Dunlap. Now on the dribble, this is Morgan. Morgan, nice look underneath to Anderson. Almost got too far into the basket, but still able to get it up and in. And Evan Massey calls the timeout.
No.
Oh, no.
It was Garza that called the timeout.
Okay, so Dunlap with a timeout. And, Jessica Lieber looks hurt.
Yes.
It was an ankle. She came down funny on it. But, you know, she's up and on it now. But she looked like she was in some pretty bad pain. But she got right back up and on it with 3:38 to play in the half. And the Streaks trailing 25-22.
Well, you know, one of the things the Streaks are going to have to do is they're going to have to keep going to what worked. And what was working was that ball rotation with the pass.
Yeah.
A couple times now we've seen Sadie come down and try to dribble through screens and dribble through traps. That's not her game. Her game is to get that quick, maybe two, three dribbles, get to the rim. If that's not there, she has to kick it back out. And that last time she got the ball taken away from her because she didn't do that.
Well, something, like you said, something they were doing earlier with that rotation. They were doing a nice job of those two quick passes. The zone shifts one way. You take the pass, beats the zone back the other way, and they were getting some good looks. Now it's Paige Klink, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Casey Williams, and Myra Diggins. This is Rainey Sibley out between the circles, right wing to Paige Klink. Drives baseline, gets it inside to Myra. Loss of handle on, ball goes to the floor. Myra and Sharon dive after it. Sharon's able to kick it out to Casey Williams. Right wing to Paige Klink. Right baseline picks up Casey Williams, right wing, three-pointer off the back iron, actually hit the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Hobbs. Gives way to Morgan. Morgan runs it down the left side. Shot blocked by Casey Williams. Oh, they're going to call her for the body. Wow. What a great defensive play, I thought, by Casey Williams.
I thought she did a great job of jumping off to the side and putting her hand right on the ball. I didn't see that one. That must have been a good angle for the official down there because it didn't look like it from our vantage point.
Very impressive play by the freshman. She had one earlier when one of the other girls had to go up. I think it was Hobbs, and she stayed straight up on her and made Hobbs alter her shot and miss. First foul on Casey Williams. First free throw is up and good for Kirstine Morgan. Second one is short. Rebound tipped out, and coming down with it is Sharon Diggins for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Now the ball knocked away. Paige Klink runs it down on the near sideline. Now loses the handle. This is Morgan. Runs it down alone left side. Casey Williams reaches in on her, and she's going to get called for the foul again. She got, hit across the face by Morgan as she was going up with it. Second foul on Casey. couldn't, what much she was could do there. She did prevent the easy layup, though.
No, yeah, I mean, you don't want to give that up. Unfortunately, it's her second foul now. But luckily in the system, you know, you can survive with two fouls for quite a while.
2:52 to play in the first half. Streaks trail 26-22. They led 14-12 at the end of the first quarter. Jumped out to a pretty decent lead. What were you up, 10-2 at one point?
10-0.
Okay. Free throw is up and good for Morgan. She's got 7 points for Dunlap and make it 27-22. In for Galesburg, Chloe Anderson, Allison Mangieri, Jessica Lieber back in, Hannah Smith, and Sadie Hamilton. 2:52 to play, first half, 27-22 Dunlap. Now make it 28-22 as the second free throw is good for Kirstine Morgan. 2:50 to play. Jessica Lieber penetrates right side, kicks out, and the pass stolen away. Tried to get it out to Mangieri, but the pass was stolen away by Morgan for Dunlap. Morgan in the backcourt, picks up her dribble, gets it across to Hobbs on the right side. Tipped away by Chloe Anderson. Hobbs gets it back. Swings it over to the left side to Henson. She'll drive left baseline. Stop and fire the 15-footer. No good. Hannah Smith down with the rebound. Gets sandwiched by a couple of Dunlap players. And the foul's going to go against Michelle Anderson. That'll be her second foul. And we'll walk it back this way. And Hannah Smith will get a couple of cracks at it from the free throw line with 2.5 minutes to play in the first half.
Well, the Streaks started off hitting the free throws pretty well. And they're going to have to get back to that, as it doesn't look like they're on from distance, so you're going to have to take advantage of as many points as possible elsewhere on the floor.
First one is no good, and yeah, the Streaks only with 2 field goals here in the second quarter, a 3 from Rainey Sibley, and that layup and 3-point play attempt by Chloe Anderson. Hannah Smith at the free throw line, second shot off the back iron, no good. Chloe Anderson able to wrestle the rebound away, now gets tied up, and whoa, I think you got to call a foul on that, as Henson was kind of reaching around her on that, but they call the jump ball. And the possession arrow goes toward Dunlap. Although I thought maybe they could have called Chloe going over the back on the initial one. So they were.
I thought
the
that was kind
go.
Of 50-50.
Yeah.
Yeah, gave the ball to the wrong team there.
Yeah, should have been Dunlap ball. Yeah, people, I think the arrow just got switched on the bench. I think that whoever was handling the arrow on the bench knew, and he was just switching it as they were.
Thinking they had already seen it.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Yep, now, yep, should be Dunlap ball. They'll bring it the length of the court. 2:26 to play. First half, Streaks trail 28-22. It will be Cassie Gibbons to inbound. Full court pressure from the Streaks. And it comes to Taiwo. Now back to Gibbons. Gibbons in the backcourt. Gets to Hobbs. Hobbs across midcourt left side. Swing to the right side to Anderson. She'll fire the three-pointer. Got it! Michelle Anderson with her second basket. She's got 5. Make it 31-22 Dunlap. Now Allison Mangieri gets bumped by Anderson, and that's going to be the third foul on Michelle Anderson. So Morgan Erickson with 3, Michelle Anderson with 3, Lexi Hobbs with 2 fouls for Dunlap.
That's going to be a big X factor in the second half, is I'm sure Coach Garst isn't going to be happy taking 3 of his starters down with 3 fouls.
And, you know, from the looks of it, probably their 3 best players at
right.
this point. First free throw for Allison Mangieri is up and no good. Allison has yet to score in the ball game. 2:11 to play first half. Streaks trailing 31-22. In for Galesburg now, Myra Diggins, Emma Junk, Rainey Sibley, and Paige Klink. Second free throw for Allison is short. Rebound comes down to Hobbs for Dunlap. Wide open down at the other end, and they overthrew her. I mean, she was standing down there to cherry pick. You get mad in a pickup game when somebody does that, but
right.
Gibbons, Streaks should have recognized that and didn't see. Gibbons was standing under her own basket wide open, and it was just a bad pass by Hobbs that time.
Well, and that's the big
turnover.
Yeah, and that's the big thing. The Streaks have to recognize that. You've got to know there's 5-on-5. It's not like you have to count to 11.
Rainey Sibley, left wing, three-pointer is long. Rebound comes out long, tipped out by Morgan, and run down in the backcourt, knocked away by Myra Diggins, and they're going to say it went off Myra last. I thought maybe Henson had gotten a piece of it. Nice hustle by Myra Diggins, but the ball goes back to the Eagles on their own left baseline with 1:53 to play in the half. Henson to inbound. Brianna Henson, the 6-foot freshman, gets it right back, puts it up from 5 on the left side, and got it.
She's got a nice soft stroke when she can get it to
fall.
Yeah,
she's going to be a good player. She can handle the ball a little bit for a 6-footer and a freshman. A decent all-around player. 33-22, 11-point lead for Dunlap. Left wing, Sharon Diggins puts it on the floor, swings it to Paige Klink on the right wing, puts it on the floor, gets to Emma Junk. She'll fire the quick 3. In and out, no good. Myra Diggins with a weak side rebound up, no good, but gets caught fouled by Henson. Thought that shot from Emma was going in. It kind of bounced down and popped back out. Myra Diggins goes to the free throw line with 2 shots for the Streaks.
Tight rim down on this end, I guess.
1:28 to play first half, 33-22 Dunlap. Myra Diggins, senior, 5'7 at the line for the Streaks, off the back iron, no good with the first. As Jessica Lieber, Hannah Smith, Allison Mangieri, and Sadie Hamilton check back in for Galesburg. Streaks, after hitting well from the line early, have struggled a little bit here in this second quarter. They've gotten there a bunch as Dunlap, a lot of early fouls. Myra hits the second one.
Well, that's definitely something they need to take advantage of in the second half, because I'll tell you what, you hit your free throws and this is a tie game.
4 out of 11 just in the second quarter for the Streaks. 33-23. Now a steal by Jessica Lieber on the inbound. Three-pointer from left baseline is long. Rebound Sadie Hamilton, weak side, up off the glass. No. Rebound comes down to Taiwo for Dunlap. This is Morgan on the run. In the paint, five-footer up, no good. Taiwo shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Allison Mangieri with a rebound. Gives to Jessica Lieber. Cross midcourt on the dribble. Jessica back to Allison Mangieri. Right wing, three-pointer is away. Off the rim, short. Rebound down on the weak side to Lexi Hobbs, and reaching in, the foul's going to go against, I believe, Hannah Smith. Yeah, it does go against Hannah. That'll be her first foul. And now that is 17 fouls on the streak, so we'll walk it back the other way, and Hobbs will have a chance at the one and bonus.
13 rebounds already for Lexi Hobbs in this game.
So already got a double-double. 10 points and a chance to make it 11 right here. 101 to play first half as Myra Diggins checks in for Chloe Anderson.
Well, we knew coming into the game, Tom, that Lexi Hobbs was going to be the difference maker for the Eagles team. And the Streaks are going to have to do a better job in the second half of finding her and trying to box her out, because she is just dominating the boards on the defensive end. Only 3 offensive rebounds, but 10 defensive rebounds already.
First free throw is up, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Sadie Hamilton. Nice job blocking out by the Streaks. Sadie's pass knocked away by Hobbs. Jessica Lieber gets it back. It's to Paige Klink, left baseline. Three-pointer is up. No good. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Zaz for Dunlap. 49 seconds to play. Hobbs on the dribble in the backcourt. Looking for some help. Picked it up. Gets to Anderson with 42 seconds to play, and a timeout called by Patrick Garson. Nearly traveling was
I think the only thing that saved that traveling call was Coach Garson calling the timeout, because the official turned to look at him, didn't see her. I believe that was Kirstine Morgan drag her foot when she tried to come to a jump stop.
Well, it is a full timeout, so we'll take one as well. 41.7 to play first half. It's Dunlap 33, Galesburg 23. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Your news talk and sports station, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
41.7 seconds to play here in the first half of the season opener for the Galesburg Silver Streak girls basketball team. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Streaks trail 33-23. Dunlap with the basketball. In the backcourt, it is Lexi Hobbs. Hobbs on the dribble across midcourt, right of the center circle. Now gets across. Pass knocked away by Paige Klink. Morgan comes up with it. Now gets it on the left baseline to Zaz. She'll pull up with a 15-footer, no good. Rebound tipped up by Sadie Hamilton. It's going to go off Sadie last. And Dunlap will have it on their own right baseline.
Zaz doesn't look like she's very comfortable shooting that ball from 8-10 feet out.
Yeah, right under the basket, maybe a little bit better. Right there, even from about a 5-footer right in front of the iron on the inbound. She comes up short on the inbound play. This is Jessica Lieber. Right baseline, it goes to Sharon Diggins. She'll fire the three off the back iron. No, Myra Diggins with a weak side rebound to Paige Kling. Now Jessica Lieber, left wing, three-pointer is good. Second of the ball game for Jessica. Make it 33-26. 5 seconds to play. Taiwo finally gets it in to Gibbons with 1 second to play. They won't even get a shot off, and we have played one half of basketball. Streaks fairly dominant in the first quarter, and Dunlap fairly dominant in the second quarter. After one half, it is Dunlap 33, Galesburg 26. We will come back with our OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime show. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As long as I can remember, OSF has always been there for me through all my ups and downs. Like the time I
thought I could jump my bike over the creek behind my parents' house.
Let's just say I learned my lesson. But OSF took care of me, just like they did when I had my tonsils taken out.
Or the semester I came home to visit Mom and Dad and ended up with the flu. And I'll never forget
the first time they handed me my son. And a few years later, my daughter.
Or when we found out just how sick Dad was. It was a relief to know they'd already helped us plan for his needs. And I know OSF will be there when I get older.
I've always taken comfort in that.
Get the best in care, no matter where you are in life. From pediatric and emergency care to home care, hospice, and more. We have the most advanced network of physicians and care teams in the area, working together to connect you to the care you need. OSF Healthcare. All together, better.
It's what you might call a holiday favorite. Come to life on stage.
Have we ever entertained in Galesburg, Bob?
Not that I can recall. We've sang for the troops, danced for Ed Sullivan, and made it big on Broadway. But this is our first time in Galesburg, Illinois.
I hear the Orpheum Theater is a real gem, and we're going to pack the house.
That's the plan. We're bringing the orchestra, the chorus kids, and all the Irving Berlin music that makes Christmas season come to life.
Should we give them a taste?
Well, maybe just a little. 5, 6, 7.
May the calendar keep bringing happy holidays to you.
It's a fun show that'll have you tapping your toes and, of course, dreaming of a white Christmas.
Love, laughter, and happily ever after.
I'm Bob Wallace.
And this is Phil Davis. Meet us at the Orpheum Theater this Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 or Sunday at 3 p.m. for Prairie Players' season opener, White Christmas the Musical, based on the 1950s film.
Directed by Judy Deamer, with musical direction by James Hutchings and choreography by Tim Holmes. Tickets are $17 for adults and $10 for students. Get yours at the Orpheum box office or at theorpheum.org.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
Back at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Glad to have you along tonight for the opener for the Galesburg Silver Streak girls basketball team in the Thanksgiving tournament. At the half, the Streaks trail the Dunlap Eagles by a score of 33-26. Streaks were actually up 10-0 early in the ball game. Dunlap scratched and clawed their way back into it and trailed 14-12 at the end of the first quarter, but outscored the Streaks 21-12 in that second quarter and hold a 33-26 lead. Dunlap, a team that likes to get out and run, and as we said early on, Eric, it seemed like they were actually pushing the tempo more than the Streaks were. The Streaks seemed a little bit more in control as they were running up and down the floor. Dunlap a little bit out of control at the time. So a couple of things you can name as the difference in the game for Dunlap, where they have struggled, is with the turnovers. For the Streaks, where they have struggled is from the free throw line has been the difference. Well, the field as well, but also from the free throw line, the big difference.
Yeah, I would say the biggest difference is just the struggles they've had getting the ball to go in a cylinder no matter where they were shooting it from.
Yeah.
I think the intensity's been good. I think hustle's been good for the Streaks. Their defensive recognition on their press has been real good. Just a couple slip-ups we've seen, and then one time off of a free throw miss, we saw the Streaks not get back and play defense, but the Eagles threw it away anyway. So there's some positives, but right now the biggest thing is you got to put that ball in the hoop if you're going to play this kind of style, and we haven't seen that.
Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. 33-26, Dunlap leads Galesburg at the half. In the opener here tonight at John Thiel Gym, United Township beat Illini West in what was really looked like the first game of the season for both teams. UT with a 49-42 victory, and Michaela Fallon is going to be a young lady to be reckoned with for the Panthers this season. And, you know, Eric and I were talking off the air earlier that you could probably say coming into the season, she's probably, if not the best player, definitely the most athletic player in the Western Big Six coming in.
Oh, by far. And you know what? She's going to be, just watching her, she's improved immensely in her just basketball smart. She did a great job of reading passing lanes, great job of creating for her teammates, and just great ball awareness. She knew when to push and she knew when not to push.
The other games going on tonight in the Galesburg Thanksgiving tournament, of course, our sophomores played Illini West. Don't have a score on that one as of yet. That one was over at Wycall. Also over at Knoxville, the Blue Bullets taking on Alleman tonight. And down at Metamora, We have Leroy taking on the host Redbirds. Also, the Springfield Senators taking on East Peoria tonight. Now the Streaks back in action on Thursday night, as are the rest of the teams. The Streaks will take on Metamora here at John Field Gym. The first game of the night has Illini West playing Knoxville at 6 o'clock. Then the Streaks and Metamora scheduled for 7:30. We'll take the air somewhere around 7:05, depending on how long the first game takes on Thursday night. Then Friday night, the Streaks will take on East Peoria. Again, that one's scheduled for 7:30. Turn around on Saturday and play again. And let's see, the Streaks will take on the Springfield Senators. That's scheduled for 7:30 on Saturday night. Of course, we'll have all that action for you right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. The Illinois Fighting Illini won their second game of the season last night. Not necessarily impressive, but they beat SIU Edwardsville. They will next take on Lipscomb. That'll be on Thursday night. They'll play Richmond on Tuesday, November 22nd, and Cancun. And then Wednesday, the 23rd, will be our next broadcast here on WGIL. They'll take on the winner of a game between Rutgers and Illinois State down in Cancun. So that'll be our next Illini broadcast. As far as the Galesburg High boys opening their season, their Thanksgiving tournament gets underway on Wednesday, November 23rd. Galesburg will open up against Talent, and that's just the short name for the school out of the Chicago Public League. Moline plays Chicago Corliss in the first game that night at 6 o'clock, and the boys will have the nightcap at 7:30. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have that action for you all season long here on WGIL and WGIL.com. We'll come back more with more of the USF St. Mary Medical Center. This is Healthcare Halftime Show. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Craddy, at Craddy Insurance, for more information today and start saving.
Hey, it's Bill with 42 wrinkles on the shirt and Tom with the 123 hairs of gray.
What's she doing?
She counts stuff.
And I see you two are eating McDonald's wholesome breakfast choices. Tom with the 300-calorie egg McMuffin sandwich and Bill with the 290-calorie fruit and maple oatmeal. Both are awesome. Did you bring me some? Like the 210-calorie fruit and walnuts or the 160-calorie fruit and yogurt parfait?
Maybe next time, Susan?
Yeah, you can count on it.
The simple joy of 300 calories or less at participating McDonald's.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports' number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Turner Prescription, where they strive to get you in and out in 15 minutes or less. Clear skies tonight, low around 30 degrees. Sunny tomorrow, cooler with a high of 45 degrees. Partly cloudy skies for your Wednesday night. A chance of flurries after midnight and an overnight low of 28. Thursday, sunny with a high of 42, and currently in Galesburg, it is 46 degrees, and you're listening to Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Terry Cavanaugh here from WGIL. Join Jim Lee, Will Stevenson, and me tomorrow morning beginning at 5 for the latest in news, weather, and sports on the WGIL Morning News.
Halftime, the Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Dunlap Eagles 33-26. Our halftime stats brought to you by Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Scoring-wise, Galesburg led by Sadie Hamilton with 8 points, 6 for Jessica Lieber on a couple of threes, 1 apiece for Myra Diggins, Emma Junk, Paige Klink, 2 points apiece for Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson, 5 for Rainey Sibley. The Streaks just 9 for 18 from the free throw line, 3 three-pointers.
The Streaks just struggled from the floor, 31% from 2, 11% from three-point range, so 3 of 28, and 17% overall from the floor. That's not going to get it done. You're, as you said, 50% from the free throw line, 26 rebounds. They got out-rebounded 31-26 by Dunlap. Although Streaks had the advantage in offensive rebounds, 16-6, and turnovers, 15 turnovers for the Eagles, 7 for the Streaks.
wraps up the halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is Healthcare. Shrieks trail 33-26. Galesburg with the basketball to start the second half. They bring out Paige Klink, Sharon Diggins, Emma Junk, Sadie Hamilton, and Rainey Sibley. Streaks, oh, actually, they're going to say the Streaks turned it over. I thought that Dunlap had knocked it away, but Dunlap's going to have the basketball, so a turnover by the Streaks and a near turnover by Dunlap on the full court pressure from the Streaks, but Morgan able to get it back, gets it to Hobbs. Hobbs running across right side, down to the right baseline to Anderson, back to Hobbs on the right wing. Hobbs swings it to the left baseline to Henson. The 6-foot freshman puts out the 17-footer. It's an air ball. Rebound comes off the hands of Anderson, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Hobbs led the way in scoring for Dunlap with 10 points. 8 points for Kirstine Morgan. 5 points for Michelle Anderson. 6 for Brianna Henson. 4 points for Cassie Gibbons. They were 4 for 8 for the free throw line. 1 3-pointer. Rainey Sibley three from out high on the left side is good. Her second of the ball game. She's got 8 points and make it 33-29. Dunlap 7:15 to play third quarter. Hobbs on the dribble out high. Pass kicked away by Paige Klink as Jessica Lieber, Allison Mangieri, Hannah Smith, Myra Diggins, and Casey Williams check in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Tom, we talked about the struggles the Streaks have had shooting the ball. Right now, 2 of 13 from three-point range for Jessica Lieber, so she has just been off the mark.
Right wing, pass knocked away. Now Hobbs is able to get it, runs down the right side of the lane, lays it up off the glass and got it. She's got 12. And make it 35-29. Now Allison Mangieri tried to walk the tightrope on the right sideline. The pass was a little bit behind her, and they're going to say she did step on the sideline. So the Streaks now with a couple of turnovers early here in the second half.
Yeah, 2 quick turnovers, just getting a little ahead of themselves on the offensive end.
Full court pressure from the Streaks. This is Morgan, nearly had it tipped away by Mangieri. Still on the dribble, nearly tipped away again. Finally gets it across to Hobbs out on the left side. Now at the free throw line goes to Erickson, left baseline to Henson. Puts up a 10-footer, can't hit. Yeah,
Williams is going to pick up another foul here,
yeah,
but I don't think.
Yeah, I saw her kind of coming toward Henson on the shot, but I didn't think she got there to make any contact. But Casey Williams got called for her third foul.
Well, and right there, if you are Coach Garst, you want Henson to take that to the hole, because what happened was Casey was trying to rotate down, and Henson actually pulled up for the jump shot and let Casey recover.
Yeah, and Henson, she's just a freshman also, is a freshman on freshman, but she's a 6-footer, though, and from what we've seen so far, she's actually a decent ball handler as well, so that's one you want to put on the floor and go hard to the hole on it. First free throw was up and good, couldn't hit the second, but Hobbs comes down with a rebound, can't hit, gets it again, puts it up, thought she got fouled, no call there, and Casey Williams down with a rebound, knocked away from behind. Casey gets it back, tries to get to Hannah Smith, finally does, and Hannah's across midcourt left side, swings it over to Allison Mangieri on the right wing. Now Jessica Lieber fires a 3 right wing, off the mark, rebound comes down to Myra Diggins, rips it away, puts it up and in. What a nice strong rebound and put back by Myra Diggins between 2 Dunlap Eagles. Make it 36-31 Dunlap. Now Hobbs across midcourt, right side, right wing, give and go. Hobbs gives to Anderson, back to Hobbs, lays it up and in, and that's going to be the 4th foul on Casey Williams. Wrong place, wrong time that time for Casey. Nice give and go by Dunlap. Hobbs gave it to Anderson over on the right wing, then ran down the right side of the lane, got the shot up off the glass and in, and has a chance at the 3-point play. She's got 14 points and make it 38-31 Dunlap.
Well, and she's starting to assert herself too, which is what the Streaks do not want to see, because 15 rebounds now in the game, 14 points, and she's been in the middle of just about every offensive play in this half.
Free throw is up and good, and something they've done differently to start the second half. She was doing the majority of ball handling against the press in that first half. She's been down in the front court waiting for the basketball, not helping against the full court pressure. Now the Streaks turn it over again, as they've now got Sadie Hamilton, Chloe Anderson, Paige Klink, Rainey Sibley, and Sharon Diggins on the floor. Now Sadie with a steal, runs down the right side, goes on to the right block, can't get the shot up and in, but she's fouled by
Erickson.
So
that's her fourth.
Wow, 4 on Morgan Erickson. So for the Streaks, Casey Williams with 4 fouls, nobody else with more than 1, but for Dunlap, Lexi Hobbs, she got 2 quick ones, but she didn't get another foul the rest of the first half. 3 now, or rather 2 on Anderson, and 4 on Erickson.
Well, but the Streaks have to take advantage. You know Lexi Hobbs is sitting down there with 2 fouls. You've got to take the ball to her, try to draw some more fouls. Now, granted, she's probably the most athletic player on the floor at any given time. But, you know, you still got to try to get her in some trouble.
Sadie hits the first, make it 39-32, 5:52 to play third quarter. Second shot off the back iron, no. And Sharon Diggins and Chloe Anderson get there. And actually, they probably could have called a travel, but they're going to say that they actually tied up Zaz. Well, fortunately for Dunlap, the arrow pointed their way. But it was both Chloe Anderson and Sharon Diggins both kind of ripped the ball away from Zaz.
Yeah, that was a quick whistle on the jump ball.
Now Sharon with a near steal on the inbound play.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's going to be a turnover as the ball, Sharon knocked it away, and it went off of Gibbons, and she was still kind of standing out of bounds.
She didn't reestablish herself before the ball. She touched the ball. She came right in and grabbed the ball. You got to establish your feet in bounds first.
This is Sharon, left wing, swing it right wing to Paige Clint, goes top of the key, left wing now to Rainey Sibley, and she traveled with the basketball, split the defenders, and kind of lost the dribble, took another step there.
Rainey figured, I already traveled, might as well try to sell it.
Yeah, why not? It's legal in the NBA, which, by the way, they did not reach a labor agreement, and now the games are canceled for another, I don't know how long.
I don't think people are paying attention anymore.
That's true. As Dunlap beats the Streaks defense back, and that is Michelle Anderson gets the easy two, make it 41-32 Eagles. This is Sadie Hamilton, free throw line, drives right side, runner up off the glass, scooping it up, no good. Hobbs down with a rebound and looks for help. Gives way to Morgan. Morgan in the backcourt, across the front court, picks up on the left wing, looks for some help. Now gets to Hobbs in the center circle. Hobbs dribbles right, goes down the right side lane, brings it back to the left side, tried to scoop the shot up with the right hand going backwards.
And I think Sadie could have gotten called for a foul there. No foul called, but she definitely got a large chunk of the hand of Alexi Hobbs on that shot.
Well, I'm not sure why the whistle blew. The Streaks had gotten the rebound, but I don't know if they said Rainey maybe had some blood on her somewhere. I don't know. I have no idea.
Going to clean it up.
I have no idea then why they actually blew the whistle. I mean, the new five came in now, but I'm not sure why the whistle blew in the first place. The official was pointing at Rainey. I thought, I don't know. I really have no idea. Now it's Allison Mangieri, three-pointer, left wing, no good. Hannah Smith, shortest player on the floor, down with a rebound, but she tried to get it back out top. Pass was stolen away by Anderson. Now this is Morgan, runner from the left side, up off the glass, no. Zaz down with a rebound, five-footer up and good for Liz Zaz, six-foot sophomore for Dunlap. They get 43-32 Eagles. Jessica Lieber, three-pointer out high left side, bounces high, no good. And a foul on the rebound. Allison Mangieri is going to get called, I believe, for going over the back. And that will be her second foul. And the Streaks now with three team fouls in the second half. 4:39 to play third quarter. Galesburg trailing 43-32.
Well, Jessica Lieber having a rough day shooting the basketball right now. And the Streaks are just not doing a good job at the defensive end of boxing out right now. So a lot of offensive rebounds coming down for the Eagles.
Anderson, 16-footer from the left baseline, is an air ball. Weak side rebound, Jessica Lieber. Just on the run across midcourt in the center circle. Stops, top of the key, gives left wing to Emma Junk. She'll fire the three and got it. Emma Junk with her first basket of the season. She had a free throw in the first half. She's got four, make it 43-35, and now a near turnover, but knocked away. Good hustle by Myra Diggins as a fresh five come in for the Streaks. Paige Clink, Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Sadie Hamilton, and Chloe Anderson with 4:14 to play in the third quarter.
Well, you wonder if part of, like I said in the first half, I think the substitutions for the Streaks have been a little quicker this season than we've seen the last two, and I wonder if that's having any effect on the offensive continuity.
Steal by Rainey Sibley. Now Chloe Anderson in the paint. Turn around. Five-footer is up and good. Nice job by the Streaks on the steal, then the fast break. Chloe Anderson has four and make it 43-37, and the ball knocked away on the inbound. Dunlap will have to trigger again.
Well, they're doing a good job again. This is a very quick group. Chloe Anderson kind of plays the point of this press, and she's one of the bigger girls that the Streaks have. And then you have Rainey kind of playing free safety, just flying all over the floor.
Ooh, another near steal, but Hobbs able to get it, runs it down the left side, or rather right side. Nice pass to the left, back to Zaz, and she lays it up and in. And make it 45-37. Left wing, Rainey Sibley, three-pointer is good!
Rainey asserting some offensive prowess here. That's her third three of the game.
She's got 11, make it 45-40. Now Hobbs across midcourt left side, two-on-two break. Hobbs down the paint, stops, pulls up with the eight-footer, and perfectly blocked. And, oh, wow, a whistle. And they're going to call Sadie Hamilton. And I
don't think they saw that play at all, because it looks pretty clear to me that Sadie got the bottom of that basketball.
Yeah, because the ball was, I mean, it was a nice, pretty shot she was putting up, but it looked like it had just left her hand, and Sadie got the bottom of it. But she gets called for the foul. That's her first. So Lexi Hobbs goes to the free throw line with two shots, 3:26 to play here in quarter number three. First free throw up and good. She's got 16 points, and how many rebounds? She's already had. She had
16.
A double-double in the first half. 16 points, 16 rebounds. That's not a bad effort.
No.
And only not even through three quarters. Back in for the streaks. It is Myra Diggins, Allison Mangieri, Hannah Smith, Jessica Lieber, and Emma Junk. Second free throw in and out, no good. Emma with a rebound. Gives to Jessica Lieber. Jess across midcourt, left of the center circle. Gets a pick from Emma Junk. Now left wing goes to Hannah Smith. Three-pointer is up. That one's a little bit strong, and the rebound comes down to Gibbons. She gets tied up, but Myra's going to be called for a foul.
Oh. Well, the official on the baseline was not calling foul. He called jump ball. He actually put his thumbs up for the jump ball and got overruled by the official here on the near sideline.
Yeah, there was the official that was right on top of it that called. I mean, I think, I'm not sure. I think maybe she did get a piece of her, but.
Well.
It went that way
yes.
Anyway. That's a second on Myra. Now Hobbs drives down, loses the handle on it, gets her own rebound, puts up the two-footer and got it.
Good defense right there. The Streaks actually knocked it away, but unfortunately she came right back down with it.
18 for Hobbs. Now make it 48-40. Emma Junk, another three-pointer on high right side off the back iron long. Rebound comes out long. Jessica Lieber runs it down, has to save it in bounds. Now, what? I guess.
Well, I think they're going to call a push. Okay. Yeah, because what happened was Jessica Lieber tried to save it back in bounds and kind of just saved it straight up in the air. Henson came down, was able to grab it, and then the melee going for the ball, she was bumped towards the out-of-bounds line.
So Hannah Smith got called for the foul. 48-40, Dunlap leads. Back in for Galesburg, Sadie Hamilton, Rady Sibley, Paige Klink, Chloe Anderson, and Sharon Diggins in the backcourt. Near steal by Sharon Diggins as getting it back is Morgan. Still on the dribble, now gets to Anderson across midcourt. Stolen away, nope, knocked away by Sharon. Yeah. Now it's going to go off Henson last, so the Streaks do get the turnover and credit. Credit Sharon Diggins for the defense great, on that time.
Great hustle right there. And I'm not exactly sure why Henson Gator armed that because she got her hand on it and just pulled her hands back off of it as if the official wouldn't see her touch it.
Now Chloe Anderson tied up on the near sideline and a foul's going to be called on Anderson and that's going to be her third foul.
Well, you know, in the first half, we talked a little bit about Emma Junk not keeping the ball up. Same thing happened right there with Chloe Anderson. She got that ball down around her waist, and it made it a lot easier for the shorter players to go after it.
2:36 to play, third quarter. Streaks trail 48-40. Paige Klink with the basketball. Top of the key on the dribble. Gets a pick from Sadie Hamilton. Now gives to Sadie. Now to Chloe Anderson between the circles out high right side to Paige Klink. Back to Sharon Diggins out high left side. Looks for some help. Now to Paige Klink out high on the right. Careful, you know, you call for a push off there, Paige. Now kicks out to Sharon in the center circle out high left side. Chloe Anderson, she'll penetrate to the free throw line. Nice dish. Sharon Diggins, right side, lays it up, came up short. And the rebound comes down to Henson, the 6-foot freshman, a decent ball handler. Now gets it off to Morgan. And I thought we were going to have a travel call, but they're going to call, I think, Rainey Sibley. Yep, Rainey Sibley gets called for the reach, and that is her second foul. And the Streaks now over the limit. That is their 17th foul. So Dunlap will be shooting for the rest of the game. 2:08 to play third quarter.
And unfortunately right there, Sharon just biffed the easy layup. A great play by Chloe to get her the ball underneath, and she just could not finish. She short-armed it into the crook of the basket in the rim.
In for the Streaks as the free throw is no good. Rebound comes down to Hobzo, tipped away. Now Jessica Lieber has it, gets knocked to the floor, no call, and they're going to give it back to Dunlap. Jessica Lieber, Myra Diggins, Allison Mangieri, Emma Junk, and also in for the Streaks, Danny Teal. 5'4 junior in for the first time tonight. She's one. You'll see her diving after loose ball. She's a hustler. And it comes to Henson. Now Danny Teal with a steal. Gets to Jessica Lieber across midcourt in the center circle. Now drives left side. Stopped at the free throw line. Kicks out to Emma Junk. Now to Allison Mangieri on the right wing. 1:52 to play. Third quarter. Free trail 48-40. Emma Junk gives to Myra Diggins out high right side. Right wing. Jessica Lieber three-pointer is long. And going over the back of Danny Teal for that rebound was Hobbs. And gets it to Morgan. Morgan in the backcourt. Back to Hobbs. She'll get it across the timeline. Now swings it over to Erickson in the paint. Nice look to the left baseline to Henson. Drives in. Finger rolls it up off the glass and in. Nice break by Dunlap that time.
Probably the best part of that play was Henson's patience.
Yep. Now a shot missed. Rebound down to Jessica Lieber. She puts it up and in from straight on. She's got eight. Make it 50-42. Dunlap 1:15 to play third quarter. Dunlap on the run. Hobbs, two-on-two break, runs it down right side, up off the glass, uncontested. She has got 20 in the game, make it 52-42. Jessica Lieber, top of the key to Emma Junk, left wing, Danny Teal. Back to Emma Junk. Now Jessica Lieber out high, puts it on the floor. Back to Emma Junk, dribbles left, picks up, out high left side, gives left baseline to Allison Mangieri. She'll fire the long three. It's long, and the rebound comes down to Danny Teal. Nice hustle again by Danny as the ball had bounced off the hands of Erickson. Now the Streaks lose it, and Erickson gets it back. Downcourt pass to Henson, lost a handle on it, and a Junk comes up with it for the Streaks. 40 seconds to play in the third. to Myra Diggins, running the right side of the lane. Up, no good, but she gets hammered by Hobbs. And that's going to be the third foul on Lexi Hobbs, and Myra Diggins goes to the free throw line with two shots.
Well, I'm guessing Coach Garst would like Lexi Hobbs to be a little smarter than that. She did a great job hustling back down the floor. She was timing it perfectly, but instead of just going up and challenging the shot by Myra, who she has a significant height advantage over, she tried to swing down, and her momentum brought her down right on top of Myra.
First shot is good, and Hobbs was indicating that she wanted to come out. She's actually really looking tired now. I mean, she's played the majority of the game, and she's done a lot of the ball handling. She's played good defense, ton of rebounds, a lot of points, and she's starting to look a little bit fatigued. Hopefully that'll make a difference for the Streaks in the fourth quarter. Second shot from Myra, in and out, no good. 52-43 Dunlap. 31 seconds to play, third quarter. Pass right side to Anderson, back to Hobbs, top of the key. Thought about the three, now holds on, and just threw it away. She had the pass going one way with Erickson going the other way, and the Streaks get it back on a Dunlap turnover. They've done a much better job in the second half holding on to the ball.
They have. The only 8 turnovers so far compared to the 15 they committed in the first half.
24.2 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Streaks trail 52-43. Jessica Lieber, Sadie Hamilton, Chloe Anderson, Paige Klink, and Sharon Diggins on the floor for the Streaks. Dunlap back in a 2-3 zone. This is Jessica Lieber between the circles. Dribbles right, picks up, gives to Sadie Hamilton. High post right side. Splits the defenders, lays it up off the glass and in. What a nice move by Sadie Hamilton. I don't know how she got between the two defenders, but she did.
Great move, knifing through.
52-45. Clicky back the other way. Erickson, 10-footer is up and good from the right baseline at the buzzer. Nice job by Dunlap getting the ball up the court quickly. We have played three quarters. First palindrome score of the season. It is Dunlap 54, Galesburg 45. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breed Love's for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breed Love's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
When it happens in the world of sports, we are there. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on WGIL.
Fourth quarter just underway, and the Streaks have the ball, but they turn it over. Double dribble called on Sadie Hamilton. 7:56 to play in the ball game. Streaks trailing 54-45. On the floor for Galesburg, Sharon Diggins, Myra Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Paige Klink, and Sadie Hamilton. Lexi Hobbs to inbound for Dunlap. Midcourt it comes to Henson. Henson on the dribble, top of the key, runs down the left side, lays it up off the glass and got it.
Somebody's got to step in front of her.
Tell you what, that girl is going to be something over the next 3 years for this Dunlap team. A 6-foot freshman that can handle the basketball. Little suspect on the shot from more than a couple of feet away, but still a good-looking player.
Well, if she keeps her eyes on what Lexi Hobbs does, I think that could really improve her game because she has that same kind of game.
And they'll have her next year as a six. She's a 6-foot freshman. They've got Zaz, who has come off the bench as a 6-foot sophomore. Taiwo, who's gotten some playing time, a 5'10 sophomore, and a couple of other sophomore guards, and Anderson and Morgan, who've done a really good job for him tonight. Foul called Sadie Hamilton at the free throw line with two shots. First one is up, and it is good. Sadie with 12 points on the night, make it 56-46, 7:38 to play here in the ball game. Second shot for Sadie is up and good. Full court pressure from the Streaks. And it comes to Anderson. Now this is Erickson, or rather Morgan on the dribble. Pass tipped away by Sadie Hamilton. Paige Klink goes to the floor after it, loses the handle. Anderson comes up with it for Dunlap, but now stolen away by Myra Diggins. Myra down the left side, lay it up off the glass, comes up short, but fouled by Anderson. That's going to be her fourth foul.
Fifth?
And was it the fifth?
That's
Did I have
fifth.
It wrong? Oh, yeah, I had her. Yep, I missed one. Yep, that is her fifth. So Anderson fouls out of the basketball game. That's going to make a difference. She's one of their three primary ball handlers, along with Hobbs and Morgan. So Myra Diggins, nice job just taking it right in. Unfortunately, couldn't get the shot to fall, but she goes to the free throw line with two shots.
Well, and on top of it, Anderson's the only one that hit a three for him. So yeah. If this game gets tight again where the Streaks can get a little bit of a lead, it might really allow the Streaks to pack things back.
In for the Streaks, Jessica Lieber, Emma Junk, Danny Teal, and Allison Mangieri. Myra Diggins at the free throw line, 7:24 to play in the ballgame. Streaks trail 56-47. First shot is up and good for Myra.
Good touch for Myra. 8-point game. Myra looks to close it to 7.
Can't hit the second. Rebound down to Hobbs.
Who else?
Yep. Outlet. Lost the handle on it. That was Morgan. Now she gets tied up by Allison Mangieri. Unfortunately for the Streaks, possession arrow points toward Dunlap.
20 rebounds now for Lexi Hobbs to go with her 20 points.
That's a pretty good night's work. She should be getting paid for that.
Yeah.
7:18 to play. Chloe Anderson in for Myra Diggins. In it comes to Hobbs. Now this is gets it behind Henson. She's able to handle it. Ooh, carried it. No call. Henson still on the dribble. Gets it down to the right baseline to Erickson. Five-footer is up and good. Second basket for Erickson. Make it 58-48. Dunlap. 7:04 to play in the ballgame. Emma Junk out between the circles. Dribbles right. Down the right side of the lane. Kicks out Allison Mangieri. Three-pointer up. Off the back iron. No. Rebound tipped away by Jessica Lieber, but she got a piece of the arm of Morgan as well. Now the official is actually discussing on who it was on. I'm pretty sure that's the way it's going to go.
Yeah, it's going against Lieber.
That is her first foul. And we'll walk it back this way. Going to the free throw line will be Kirstine Morgan, the 5'4 sophomore. She'll have a chance at the one in bonus.
The Streaks are going to have a tough road to get back into this game and take the lead as it is. But, you know, with them already being in the bonus, it's going to be a lot tougher if Dunlap can hit free throws. And, hey, if she doesn't want to shoot her second free throw, let her take off.
Yeah, she made the first and then took off like she was ready to play defense. But she will get the second, make it 59-48, 6:57 to play in the ballgame. Kirstine Morgan at the free throw line. Second shot is away, and it is good as well. She's got 10 points and make it 60-48. Right wing, it's Allison Mangieri for the Streaks. On the dribble, kicks out to Emma Junk, now to Jessica Lieber. Top of the key, dribbles right, stops, and she'll fire the three from straight on. Bounces high, and thought it was going to fall through the second time, didn't. Emma Junk down with a rebound.
Oh, and a bad angle is going to get Henson a call here as Danny Teal came down with that rebound and just threw it up, and the ball trickled out of her hands just because she didn't have a good grasp on it. And Henson's going to get called for the foul. That's a bad luck foul if I've seen one.
Yeah, and initially Emma Junk and Danny Teal both had their hands on it, and I think Emma was just kind of letting go as Danny was trying to go up with it and just lost the handle. And, good luck for the Streaks on that one. So Danny Teal goes to the free throw line with two shots, 6:43 to play. Back in, Paige Klink, Sharon Diggins, Sadie Hamilton, and Myra Diggins.
And I believe that's the third foul on Henson as well.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that was her third. So Danny Teal at the free throw line looking for her first points of the season and gets them. First shot is up and good. And she's got a chance to cut it to 10. It's 60-49, Dunlap, 6:43 to play in the ball game. Second shot away, off the back iron, no. Streaks are hitting the first, missing the second numerous times at the line tonight. Hobbs in the backcourt with it, three players guarding her. Finally gets it off to Morgan across midcourt right side, right baseline to Zaz. Looks for help, nearly stolen away, knocked away by Sharon Diggins, and Danny Teal diving after it, gets it to Paige Klink. Now it's Myra Diggins down on the left block, up off the glass, no call on the contact, but Sadie Hamilton there for the rebound and put back.
Good job by Sadie following that play, got good position and went right back up with it right away, didn't come down with it.
Now make it 60-51, Dunlap 6:13 to play, Morgan on the dribble left side, and it's stolen away by Sadie Hamilton. She tried to get it inside to Zaz, Sadie there to steal it away. Now Paige Klink with it to Sadie, left of the center circle, stops, top of the key, right wing, wide open three for Sharon Diggins. Nobody guarding her, off the back iron long, rebound comes out long, and Sharon runs it down, and a jump ball is called, and Evan Massey wanted some contact on that one.
I don't think you're going to get that there.
No, I don't think
that
so
was
either.
Quite the 50-50 ball.
Yeah, but Sharon shot that. She was all the way on the right baseline, and I don't know how in the world she was the only one that was able to get all the way cross court out near midcourt to get that ball in front of the Streaks bench.
Well, I'll tell you what, but Sharon and Danny Teal might be the two most active other than Rainey Sibley on this team, and she's done a great job of just staying active on all plays. She doesn't plant her feet anywhere.
5:55 to play. 60-51 is the Dunlap lead. Jessica Liebert inbound. And it comes to Chloe Anderson out between the circles. Thought she almost traveled with it. Now gets back to Jessica Liebert. Now top of the key. It's Emma Junk to Jessica Lieber, right wing. Three-pointer is up and no good. Rebound, Chloe Anderson. Chloe leans in, five-footer, no good, but she's fouled by Zaz. So Chloe Anderson will get to the free throw line with two shots. But you got to take advantage of getting your points with the clock stopped.
That's 100% true. And the last time that Chloe went to the line, she missed on her first one.
Zaz picks up her first foul. Now 17 fouls on Dunlap, so the Streaks will be shooting from the line from here on out. Chloe hits the first this time. She's got 5 points. Make it 60-52. Taiwu back in for Dunlap. Paige Klink, Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Sadie Hamilton check back in for the Streaks. Myra Diggins waits to replace Chloe Anderson with 5:42 to play. Streaks trail by 8. Chloe can cut it to 7. And it's in and out. No good. Rebound to Henson for Dunlap. Off to Morgan. Morgan on the dribble. Left side. Gets left baseline to Gibbons. Gibbons' 15-footer from the left baseline is up and good. Quickly back the other way. Sharon Diggins' right baseline kicks to Sadie Hamilton. Top of the key, three-pointer straight on. It's good!
I love how nonchalantly Sadie hits those, too.
Just nice and calm and perfect touch. Make it 62-55 now. Quickly back the other way. Hobbs nearly loses the handle. Able to save it in to Morgan. Top of the key. That's a double dribble. She dropped that ball when she got it, but now she turns it over anyway. Sadie Hamilton with the steal to Paige Klink. Paige, top of the key. Left wing. Rainey Sibley to Sadie. Top of the key. 5:02 to play. Sadie drives right side. Kicks to Sharon Diggins. Right wing. Three-pointer is long. And a rebound off Taiwu's hand. And guess who gets it? Lexi Hobbs. Down court, three black jerseys down there, but Sadie Hamilton hustles back and knocks it away. Nobody else got back for the streak. Sadie got down there between the three black jerseys, able to knock the ball away and prevent an easy two for Dunlap.
Yeah, and that was a poor break by Dunlap, too. When you only see one white there down there, you don't throw it near the white jersey.
Back in for the streaks, Danny Teal, Emma Junk, Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber, and Allison Mangieri. Henson missed an easy two, got her own rebound, but it was stolen away from behind by Jessica Lieber. Jessica Lieber stops out high right side, three-pointer, in and out, no good. Danny Teal with a rebound, left side, back out to Lieber, left wing, three-pointer is up, off the back iron, no. Rebound out long to Morgan this time for Dunlap. Morgan on the dribble, cross midcourt, left to the center circle, looking for help, finally gets it to Hobbs. Hobbs down the center of the lane, scoops it up and got it. She's been rather quiet. That's her first basket in the fourth quarter, but she's now got 22 points and a timeout called by Patrick Garst. And this is going to be a full timeout. We will take one as well. 4:21 to play. It's Dunlap 64, Galesburg 55. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months. And it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Prepare to save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off by listening to Clark Howard. Weekdays at 3 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Silver Street Girls Basketball brought to you in part by Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision. Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, this is healthcare. And by Galesburg Nissan, once a customer, always a friend. Three-pointer up and no good by Allison Mangieri, but the rebound comes off of Dunlap out on the near side.
And that was a bad call, because that was clearly off Emma Junk right in front of the official, and he missed it.
Back in now for the Streaks is Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Sadie Hamilton, Chloe Anderson, and Paige Klink. 4:06 to play, Streaks trail 64-55. Sharonda inbound, nobody's guarding her, and it comes to Rainey Sibley between the circles. Rainey on the dribble, picks it up, Paige Klink out high right side. Now gives to Sharon Diggins on the right baseline. She'll fire the three. It's long. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Rainey Sibley. Knocked away. Rainey gets it back. Gets to Paige Klink out high on the left side. Paige on the dribble. Now brings it to the top of the key. Gives to Sadie Hamilton. Sadie looks over the defense. Dribbles left. Down the left side of the lane. Kicked out to Sharon Diggins. Top of the key. Right wing. Paige Klink. She'll fire the three. And got it!
Paige's first
basket.
Yep.
64-58. Now full court pressure. And it comes to Gibbons. And it's stolen away by Sharon Diggins. Now she had to save it in bounds. Ball goes to four. Tie up. And the possession arrow points toward Dunlap.
Good hustle right there, though, by the Streaks. Able to go after the ball. Sharon, again, showing nothing but the hustle out there. She was able to tip that one away. Tried to save it between her legs. Unfortunately, there weren't any Streak players to make an easy play.
I think this is the point we're starting to see a little fatigue in the Dunlap play.
Yes.
3:29 to play. This is Henson on the dribble. Gets it across midcourt. Morgan runs it down left side. Shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton, but got her with the shoulder. A little bit of the body. That'll be the second foul on Sadie, and Morgan will go to the free throw line with two shots.
Well, this is also the part of the game where Dunlap's really missing Michelle Anderson, who fouled out a couple minutes ago, sitting on the bench with 7 points and one rebound, but was one of their main ball handlers.
First free throw by Morgan, in and out and no good. Back in for the Streaks, Jessica Lieber, Allison Mangieri, Danny Teal, Myra Diggins, and Emma Junk.
I would guess Coach Garz would like to use Hobbs a little bit more in the ball handling here, but she's made such poor decisions on the run that I can't envision him letting her take the ball back over.
Second shot is up. This one is good by Morgan. She's got 11 points. Make it 65-58. Streaks trail, 3:20 to play in the ball game. Right wing, this is Myra Diggins. Top of the key to Emma Junk. Now hands off to Jessica Lieber. Right wing, Allison Mangieri. She'll fire the three. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Hobbs. Hobbs on the dribble. She'll pick it up and gives to Morgan. Morgan across right of the center circle. Nearly lost a handle on it. Now picks up and trapped up. Stolen away by Danny Teal. Danny runs it down the right side. Stopped up off the glass and got it.
Danny Teal really impressing in her short amount of work so far.
65-60 Streaks trail, and we're going to have a foul on Allison Mangieri. Hustle foul, though. She and Jessica Lieber chasing down Henson and just kind of bumped her going after the ball there.
Danny Teal in limited minutes, 3 points, three steals.
So 65-60 going to the free throw line will be Brianna Henson, the 6-foot freshman.
And three offensive rebounds, so she's tripling it up.
Henson with 11 points, left-hander, eyes it, first one is up and good. She's got a nice touch.
2 for 3 from the free throw line now.
66-60, Streaks trail, 2:53 to play. Back in, Chloe Anderson, Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton, Sharon Diggins, and Rainey Sibley. Henson eyes the second. Left-hander is up, and that's off the back iron. No good, but Hobbs gets another rebound. Puts up the 5-footer, partially blocked by Sadie Hamilton, but got a piece of the hand as well. That's going to be the third on, or maybe the fourth now on Sadie.
When you're scraping to get back into a ball game, you cannot fail the box out on free throws. Yep. And this is an issue we've seen with the Streaks for the last few seasons, is failing to box out on free throws. You generally, it's 4-on-3. You should be able to figure out who you got and make sure that they don't get into the rim, get it to the ball.
Well, and in a case like Hobbs and even with Henson, and they're Hobbs a little bit taller than our girls, she's got long arms and she jumps well, you have to block her out
exactly.
Further from the basket as well.
Exactly.
Make her go over your back.
Right. Root her out and make it obvious if she's going to go over your back.
Hobbs misses the first free throw. Eyes a second and puts it through. They get 67-60, 2:50 to play in the ballgame. Jessica Lieber to Sadie Hamilton out between the circles. Dribbles right, gets a pick from Jessica. Goes down the right baseline. Ooh, a charging foul is going to foul Sadie Hamilton out of the ballgame.
I don't know about that call right there.
I'm not sure that there was actually even any contact by the time that had happened. I think the ball may have hit Taiwo in the midsection. But,
well, and on top of it, Sadie tried to sidestep by her.
Yeah.
And generally, if you use the sidestep, you're not going to get a call for the charge because you're attempting to avoid the contact. I think there's a little bit of a flop there. Sadie fouls out with 18.7 rebounds in the game.
67-60, Streaks trail. In for Galesburg, Emma Junk, Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Sharon Diggins, and Jessica Lieber. Hobbs inbound. The initial inbound pass was skipped away by Meyer. Now, a near steal by Sharon Diggins, but loses it on the sideline. And they'll try to bring it from three-quarter court this time. This time Henson will inbound for Dunlap. And it comes to Hobbs on the right side. She'll run it across midcourt right side.
And
now a bump call.
Wow.
Jessica Lieber. Now it's getting a little bit.
Yeah, now we're doing a little tic-tac as if the Streaks are essentially trying to foul. Lieber just barely brushed her. I don't even think it slowed her down.
So Hobbs goes to the free throw line with two shots as the Streaks are over the limit. First one off the back iron, no good. Second foul on Jessica Lieber. 2:41 to play in the ballgame.
We might have found her trip tonight. 3 for 7 now from the free throw stripe.
2:41 to play. Second shot is away, and that one is good. Hobbs with 24 points on the night. Sharon Diggins, right wing, top of the key. Emma Junk out high left side to Jessica Lieber. Drives to the free throw line, kicks out to Sharon, right baseline. She'll drive in, kicks out top of the key to Paige Klink. Paige drives right, kicks out to Jessica Lieber, right wing. Three-pointer is long. Rebound off the hands of Myra Diggins, tipped around, and now finally brought down by Emma Junk to Jessica Lieber. Three-pointer, left wing is good. First third of the night. She struggled, but got another one to fall. Make it 68-63. Now a steal by Jessica Lieber to Paige Klink. Left baseline, three-pointer off the back iron. No. Rebound tipped away by Sharon Diggins. Ball goes to the floor. Finally, Hobbs able to get it to Taiwo. Now this is Morgan. Morgan on the dribble. Gets it across to Gibbons on the right wing. Back to Morgan out between the circles. 1:57 to play. Pass nearly knocked away. And they're going to call a kick, I believe it was, on Paige Klink as she
I was wondering what the call was there.
He didn't signal a kick, but that's the only thing it could have been. He actually had his hand up like he was calling 5 seconds. Now a steal on the inbound by Jessica Lieber. Stopped. Fires a three. Off the iron. No. Rebound, Sharon Diggins. And she hurt herself coming down. Sharon's slow getting up. And I hope they don't call 3 seconds on her. She can't even get up. Now they're going to stop the clock. Thank you. Yeah, Sharon's hurt. I don't know if it was an ankle. She came down.
It was one of those situations where it looked like she fell through the floor, which usually it means it's an ankle.
She's definitely in some pain. Trainer's out to take a look, as is Coach Massey and Coach Mike Rux.
Play by Dunlap on that last play, in which they just kind of threw the ball into Jessica Lieber.
I'm not sure. They're kind of, or it looks like her left foot, she's not. I thought it was a cramp, but now they're going to try to help her up. I don't know. Because they weren't rubbing her calf at all. They weren't pushing the foot back. I don't know. That looks really weak, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
She's trying to put some pressure on it.
It looks like it's the right one.
Yeah, now it's looking like, so I'm not sure now.
I mean, unless she cramped up in both legs.
But, you know, normally the thing is you would be down there pushing back on the top of the foot to try to help with the cramping. But, boy, I don't know.
And she's walking very gingerly on that right foot. So it's tough to tell. And it looks almost like it's just a weak ankle. But
yeah, I don't know.
Not good there for the Streaks. Sharon's been very good at flying around. Now, she hasn't been as productive offensively as you would like, but she's done a great job of getting around, keeping balls alive for the Streaks.
1:43 to play. Streaks trail 68-63. Allison Mangieri on the right wing to Emma Jump. Top of the key. Left wing to Paige Klink. Also, Myra Diggins on the floor for Galesburg. Paige looking for some help. Now don't want to get a five call. Finally gets to Jessica Lieber. Jessica on the dribble. Top of the key. Emma Junk. Swing it to Paige Klink. Left wing. Paige stops. Fires a long three. It's short. Rebound Emma Junk. Back to Paige Klink between the circles. Left wing. Emma Junk. She'll fire the three-pointer. Off the rim. Short. And Jessica Lieber with a rebound. 1:18 to play. Lieber left baseline. Drives in. Leans in. Gets hammered to the floor. And she hit her head on the floor.
Yeah, and she's holding her head.
Yeah, she came down because it was Taiwo came down and kind of really brought the arms down hard, prevented the easy basket, which is what you want to do. You don't want it to be flagrant, and it wasn't, but it was just a hard foul, and Jessica came down hard.
Jessica Lieber is one of those players that just always falls hard. She never goes down gracefully. It's always hard on either one of her extremities or her head or her rear.
It always gets back up, though, and keeps playing. So Jessica Lieber at the free throw line, first one, off the back iron. No, that's unusual. She was... I guess she was 0-for-1 in the first half.
Kind of similar to how Derrick Rose plays. Every time he hits the floor, it looks like he's broken.
So Rainey Sibley now in for the Streaks, along with Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber. Second shot, no good. Chloe Anderson keeps it alive, and Rainey Sibley down with the rebound. Jessica Lieber, three-pointer left wing, no good. Adelson Mangieri saves it inbounds. Hobbs comes up with it and a near steal. Oh, wow. Chloe Anderson does knock it away. Rainey simply gets it up off the glass and good. And she is fouled. Wow. Streaks get a break there. I really thought Chloe Anderson had a hold of the arm of Hobbs to get that ball away. But, well, nonetheless, the Streaks get a break. What a job by Rainey Sibley getting that shot up and in. The foul, I think, went against Morgan. So Rainey Sibley with a chance at the traditional three-point play. And converts it and make it 68-66. Dunlap, 104 to play. In it comes to Hobbs. Hobbs on the dribble, trapped up now, gets it back to Morgan with a minute to play. Now under a minute. Morgan across midcourt left side, and she carried the ball. Lost control of it, got going too fast, and carried the ball in the Streaks with a chance to tie or take the lead with a three. 57.2 to play, and Sherron Diggins back in. Must have been a cramp.
Must have been a cramp.
May have been
an ankle. I can't believe she'd be back in this game.
I'll say may have been just in both calves at the same time, but just unusual that they weren't pushing back on the feet, you would think. So Paige Klink in, Myra Diggins, Emma Junk, Jessica Lieber, and Sherron Diggins. Three-quarter court, and it comes to Paige Klink in the backcourt. Now gives to Jessica Lieber. Jess across midcourt, right side, picks up with 49 seconds to play. Needs some help.
Man.
Now Hobbs knocks the pass away. Streaks a little nonchalant.
Well, Streaks haven't identified the fact that Dunlap's now playing man-to-man. They thought they've been all game. They've been back in that zone, so the Streaks have been able to pass it around. And now the passing lanes are closed because there's man-to-man. You've got to set some more screens, and you got to run your other offense.
Backdoor pass, Sherron Diggins from Paige Klink. Can't hit the shot, but she is fouled by Hobbs. Nice backdoor play on that inbound play. The Streaks have run it time and time again over the years that Coach Massey's been here. Nearly worked to perfection, but Hobbs able to get there to at least prevent the easy two from Sherron Diggins, but Sherron goes to the free throw line with two shots.
I'll tell you what, at least the calls are consistent, because I don't think that was any more of a foul than a couple of the ones the Streaks have been called for down here, but the call is consistent.
Yep. Sherron misses the first as Rady Sibley checks back in. Chloe Anderson, Jessica Lieber, and Myra Diggins stay on the floor, as does Sherron. Second shot is away, and that one's good. And that's a one-point game, 68-67, Dunlap. This is Hobbs. Gets to Morgan on the run, right side. Cross midcourt. Now back out right of the center circle on the dribble. Morgan on the dribble. And
timeout.
Timeout called by Patrick Garst of Dunlap, and this is going to be a full timeout. We will take one as well. 35.9 to play. It's Dunlap 68, Galesburg 67. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I'm talking, but they're not listening. Could you explain to your furry pals that Thorns didn't go out of business? They moved. Thorns Pets and Supplies has reopened on Prairie Street. They needed more space for their huge selection of dog and cat food. They've got everything under the sun. All the cool cats are shopping there, and the dogs give it two paws up. Plus a dog wash. Yes, you can give your dog a bath right at the store. No more messes in your bathroom at home.
Thorns Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, across from Stone Hayes in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
35.9 seconds to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Dunlap Eagles 68-67. Tom Aridoth along with Eric Gibson. Glad to have you along tonight here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. It'll be Dunlap ball. They'll inbound out near midcourt, just near their coaching staff on their bench. Henson will inbound. The Streaks bring out Chloe Anderson, Myra Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Jessica Lieber, and Sherron Diggins.
You knew Jessica Lieber was going to have a bigger part this season. 11 points on a poor shooting night, but 7 steals and 5 rebounds.
This is Gibbons, free throw line. Left block, it goes to Tywool. 5-footer up off the glass, no good. Rebound off of Dunlap last, and the Streaks are going to bring it the length of the court.
I think you'll give Tywool a shot any day of the night or any time this night she wants to take it, because she just does not look like she's fundamentally sound in the game.
Tywo, 5'10", just a sophomore, so the Streaks will bring it to the length of the court. 25 seconds to play. Emma Junk in there with Paige Klink, Jessica Lieber, Sherron Diggins, and Myra Diggins. Jessica Lieber, three-pointer, right wing, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped up by Myra Diggins, tried to save it in, wasn't able to get the handle on it, and now Dunlap will bring it the length of the court with 15.8 to play, and Evan Massey bringing back in the quicker players up front, Rainey Sibley and Chloe Anderson. We'll see if the Streaks go for the steal.
Yeah, you have to go
foul
for the steal here. You got 15 seconds. You're only down by one. You can give them until they get to half court and then foul.
and might get a five call. They finally get it into Morgan, but she's bumped from behind. Not a bad foul by Chloe Anderson. But,
no, but it was one of those where if she, all she needed to do was step in front of the ball handler, and you're going to steal that one away. She stepped behind, and when she went to reach, she ended up bumping because of it.
Morgan 7 for 12 from the free throw line tonight, 15.1 seconds to play. And a timeout called by Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and this is going to be a full timeout with 15.1 seconds to play. Well, the Galesburg girls back in action again on Thursday night here in the Thanksgiving tournament. Game two, Thursday they will play the Metamora Redbirds. 7:30 for the scheduled tip-off means we'll take the air a little bit after 7 o'clock, depending on how long the first game goes, which features Illini West versus Knoxville. The Streaks back in action then on Friday. They will take on East Peoria. Then they'll turn around on Saturday, and Galesburg will take on the Springfield Senators. All those games scheduled for 7:30 as the Thanksgiving tournament underway here. Actually here also at Metamora as well. Tonight and at Knoxville tonight as well, with the Blue Bullets taking on the Alleman Pioneers. So always a good tournament, a good mix of Class A and AA schools. The better of the Class A schools you'll see around the area, and some very good AA teams. Always a good way to start the season, kind of gauge where you're at early on.
Historically, Class A and Class AA.
Right, true. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, my bad. I forgot. What do we got? Like 12 classes now. I don't even remember. Another timeout called. Going to try to ice Morgan. Just a sophomore in Kiristeen Morgan. That's K-I-R-A-S-T-E-E-N. I'm not mispronouncing. They do have a Kirsten on their team, but this one is Kiristeen. Kiristeen Morgan, 5'4", just a sophomore for the Dunlap Eagles. This is, tell you what, even without Hobbs next year, obviously the best player on that team, but this is going to be a good team over the next couple of years.
Oh, yeah. And you know, it all comes down to player development. Yeah. But with Henson going to be back next year, and, you know, we haven't even seen, I don't know if her older sister plays much, but we haven't seen her, 44, Chloe Henson.
Yeah.
And she's got some height to her as well.
Yeah, 5'8 and a junior, so, but, they're going to have some size coming back. They'll have their two of their three best ball handlers coming back, and that's, as Eric mentioned earlier, that's one of the things that's been the difference here in this fourth quarter is the fact that Michelle Anderson, the 5'3 sophomore, had fouled out one of their three better ball handlers, and the Streaks full court press has had an effect once she went out.
Well, and the only one you're losing, obviously, is Lexi Hobbs. She's the only senior on this team. So just generally playing together for another season, that always helps chemistry, as the Streaks showed pretty much the epitome of that last year.
This is interesting. Now,
I've never seen three consecutive timeouts called by a coach to ice a free throw shooter.
I have not. That's interesting. I've never seen it either. So here's the situation. 15.1 seconds to play. Streaks trail 68-67. Chloe Anderson fouled Kiristeen Morgan. She goes to the free throw line for two shots. Coach Massey calls a 60-second timeout to ice her. They come back out on the floor. He calls another 60. They come back out on the floor, and he calls a 30.
Now, Tom, by the time you call the third consecutive timeout, what possibly could you still have to talk about in the huddle?
I have no idea. I don't know. I guess it's
I understand the first two. Maybe you've seen something, but they haven't set up any differently.
Well, I guess the disadvantage is Morgan got a little bit more rest.
Yeah.
And she misses the first.
Well, that's
maybe
huge
it worked
right there.
But the big thing also, now another timeout. The
Let
big
her
thing
think
also,
about it.
They only have, Dunlap only has one player up on the lane, and that's Lexi Hobbs. And she's snuck in there for a lot of offensive rebounds. The Streaks got to make sure they get the body on her. Now, for on the Streaks part, Sadie Hamilton has fouled out. She had 18 points on the night, but the Streaks got to, whoever is on the side where Hobbs at, you got to make sure you get a body on her, really get her boxed out.
Well, you got to put Myra over there, don't you? Myra's probably the best player the Streaks have at boxing out. You got to put her on there, have her root her out.
Yeah, and also if she does go up, and even if they don't call the over the back, Myra's the one that's strong enough that's going to be able to hold on to the ball as well. So another 30-second timeout called by Coach Massey.
The other iffy thing right here, though, if you're Coach Garz, assuming that this game doesn't end here in this last possession, mm-hmm. Hobbs goes over the back. She's out of the game.
Yeah. So it is Myra Diggins that will be playing Hobbs. Also, you got to make sure you block out the shooter as well. So Morgan up with the second shot. It is good. So make it a two-point lead for Dunlap. Jessica Lieber, 12 seconds to Sharon Diggins. Now Emma Junk. Now Jessica Lieber, top of the key, gets a pick from Emma Junk and a blocking foul.
Oh, wow.
I think the officials were kind of looking at each other. I thought maybe one was going to call a charge on Jessica, but it goes her way, and she's got a chance to tie it up with 6.7 seconds left to play.
At the free throw line where she struggled.
So Tywill picks up the foul.
The interesting thing there, Tom, is actually Jessica had lost the ball by the time she hit Tywill.
First one off the back iron, no good, with 6.7 seconds to play. Not over yet. Chloe Anderson checks back in, as does Rainey Sibley, in there with Jessica Lieber, Sharon Diggins, and Myra Diggins.
Now only one timeout left for the Streaks.
Second free throw up, and that one is short, and the rebound goes off the hands of Sharon Diggins. Now she's able to tie it up, and the possession of points toward the Galesburg Silver Streak. Chloe Anderson got a hand on it, Sharon Diggins as well. Sharon able to hold on, tied it up with Hobbs, and Coach Massey calls his final timeout.
That was a big play by Sharon right there. And Sharon, you know, Sharon is 0-4-9 from the field, 3-for-4 from the free throw line. She has 6 rebounds, but her hustle has been outstanding. She's been gotten her hand on just about every ball. She had the big rebound underneath the basket earlier in the game, in which she ended up cramping up, kept the possession live for the Streaks.
4.9 seconds to play. Streaks will have the basketball. They'll be able to inbound from their own right baseline, trailing 69-67. Streaks got out to a 10-0 lead on Dunlap. They fought their way back in. Streaks led 14-12 at the end of the first half. They got outscored 21-12 in the second quarter, trailed 33-26 at the half. They were outscored 21-19 in that third quarter and trailed 54-45 heading into this fourth quarter. So the Streaks having to fight their way back into it, and they've done just that. But they had a couple of cracks at it, have not been able to tie it or take the lead late here in the ball game.
You know, regardless if you win or lose this one, I think one of the things that's going to burn the Streaks is how many wide-open shots they've missed, whether it be inside the arc or outside the arc. You know, you're going to expect to miss some of them, but they've missed a good majority of the ones where they've just been blatantly wide open. That, and obviously, as always, free throws.
Paige Klinkel inbound in with Myra Diggins, Emma Junk, Sharon Diggins, and Jessica Lieber.
Oh, my gosh.
Emma Junk gets fouled. They get the inbound play to her down on the right block, and she's fouled by Morgan. So Emma Junk goes to the free throw line. Only, what, 8/10 of a second ticked off. There's still 4.1 to play. So Emma Junk with a chance to tie it from the free throw line.
Well, great execution right there by the Streaks. I don't know how Dunlap let the Streaks get that ball to Emma Junk right in the middle of the lane.
First shot for Emma's up and good. Make it 69-68. But you got to remember, if you tie it, you got to get back on defense. You cannot foul. 4.1 seconds to play. 69-68. Dunlap with the lead. Emma Junk at the free throw line. 5'9 junior puts the second one in. And we are tied.
Ice in her veins. Ice in her veins.
And
see, and I think this was a great move. This was a great move by Coach Massey. He brought Chloe Anderson in for the shooter, which caused Dunlap to have to stop so they couldn't get a run out.
So token football pressure knocked away by Sharon Diggins. Will the Streaks get a shot off? Jessica Lieber, three-pointer is up. And good!
Oh!
Jessica Lieber with a huge three-pointer from 25 feet. And the Streaks win 72-69. The steal by Sharon Diggins, and the Streak student section goes nuts and they mob their team. Are you kidding me? What a way to start. Wow.
22-foot three-pointer. Lieber, who's been cold all night, squared that one up. Nobody in her face because Sharon did such a great job of stealing it and then kicking it back out. And again, another big play started by Sharon Diggins.
The Galesburg Silver Streaks win their opener. It looked like we were going to go to overtime. I believe it was Hobbs that had the ball. Sharon Diggins got in there, knocked it away from her, got a hold of it on the sideline just in front of the Galesburg bench. Jessica Lieber stopped and got herself set out high on the left side about 23 feet away and just absolutely nailed a three-pointer, put it up with confidence as she should, and the Streaks win 72-69. Wow. Hope we have more like that.
Yeah.
What a win to start the season for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 72-69, the final.
Well, you know, Tom, you said it looked like we were going to have a tie. I would have even gone as far as saying it looked like we were going to fall in this one. I mean, you are down by, what was it, five in the last minute of this game. You claw back. You watch Jessica Lieber, you rally your best free throw shooter, biff on two at the free throw line. And somehow you get the ball back. Emma Junk gets the line, has the first one rattle in. The second one was no doubt about it. And then you still get a steal from their best player.
Unbelievable. What a finish for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. So the final, the Streaks win their opener 72-69. We're going to take a timeout and come back with our post-game show. We will run down our post-game statistics, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and also name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final score, Galesburg 72, Dunlap 69. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Grady Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan. Just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Too cool for a safety belt? What do you think is cooler, getting where you're going or not getting there at all? And I don't want to hear that line about it being uncomfortable. It's way more comfortable than trying to get around in a body cast for 6 months. Truth is, doesn't matter how you feel about it, it's the law. Buckle up, or you will get a ticket. Crashes can happen anywhere. Most take place within a short distance from your house. You can't expect it, but you can be protected. Click it or ticket. For more information, visit buckleupillinois.org. This message brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation, Division of Traffic Safety.
It's what you might call a holiday favorite. Come to life on stage.
Have we ever entertained in Galesburg, Bob?
Not that I can recall. We've sang for the troops, danced for Ed Sullivan, and made it big on Broadway. But this is our first time in Galesburg, Illinois.
I hear the Orpheum Theater is a real gem, and we're going to pack the house.
That's the plan. We're bringing the orchestra, the chorus kids, and all the Irving Berlin music that makes Christmas season come to life.
Should we give them a taste?
Well, maybe just a little. 5, 6, 7.
May the calendar keep bringing happy holidays to you.
It's a fun show that'll have you tapping your toes and, of course, dreaming of a white Christmas.
Love, laughter, and happily ever after.
I'm Bob Wallace.
And this is Phil Davis. Meet us at the Orpheum Theater this Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 or Sunday at 3 p.m. for Prairie Players season opener, White Christmas the Musical, based on the 1950s film.
Directed by Judy Deamer, with musical direction by James Hutchings and choreography by Tim Holmes. Tickets are $17 for adults and $10 for students. Get yours at the Orpheum box office or at theorpheum.org.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Turner Prescription, where they strive to get you in and out in 15 minutes or less. Clear skies tonight, low around 30 degrees. Sunny tomorrow, cooler with a high of 45 degrees. Partly cloudy skies for your Wednesday night. A chance of flurries after midnight and an overnight low of 28. Thursday, sunny with a high of 42. And currently in Galesburg, it is 46 degrees. And you're listening to Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back at John Thiel Gym, final score, the Galesburg Silver Streaks win their season opener, an exciting 72-69 win over the Dunlap Eagles. A long three-pointer from Jessica Lieber at the buzzer after a steal from Sharon Diggins. We're joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin Insurance Agency in Galesburg. And coach, boy, so many small things that contributed to a comeback throughout this game. And even with a minute left, down by 5 points, you had several chances. You struggled from the free throw line. You struggled from the field. But just so many different hustle plays from so many different players that contributed that helped you win this game tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's a game where really offensively their defense did a good job. We had trouble, you know, going against them. I thought we had an inability to move the ball, really was a problem. And then we had trouble getting Sadie inside the way we wanted to with things. But, yeah, as you said, I thought there was a point, and I don't remember which one of the groups it was, but there was a spot where with about, you know, 3.5 to go where we picked up our defensive intensity, and so we got things, and we got some offensive rebounds during that stretch also, and so a lot of positives.
You know, and this was a good team you faced. Now, obviously, they were a young team, but Hobbs is obviously a really good player. She was tough on you tonight, and their little guards were good, but you know, I thought your pressure finally started to get to them in that fourth quarter. It looked like they started to tire out a little bit, and your girls with your rotation seemed to be pretty fresh and were able to really really cause some turnovers and make the difference.
Yeah, and when the one guard fouled out, mm-hmm. I think that made a difference in their press break stuff. But, yeah, I thought we did a much better job defensively there. And it's one where when you're whatever we were, 10 for 50-some from the three-point arc, it's hard to look very good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to be happy with certain things tonight. Obviously, like I say, you struggle from the field, but that is going to happen. But, you know, it's one of those things. Your defense should always be there. And even, you know, may have struggled a bit. They you jumped out to an early 10-0 lead. They were able to fight their way back in it and actually took the lead and led most from early in the second quarter, most of the way until that last basket. But, you know, it's those little things that players have to do that – doing what they're supposed to do for their short time out there that makes the difference.
Definitely. That, you know, a lot of kids stepped up. You know, Rainey yeah. shot the ball real well for us, and we had kids get to the offensive boards. And it's one I think as a coach, if you want to, you can analyze, and that's my job, mm-hmm. and we have to learn from it and get better for the next time out. But in terms of emotion, you just got to enjoy it, because I think that in sports where you have the ability that you come back, and it would have been easy for us to, you know, hold our head down and stuff, that to come back and then you know, hit it on a buzzer beater from coming from behind, it's a thrilling game.
Well, that's the thing that was nice also, like you said, that they could have gotten down at some point when you were down by 10 or 11 points and things weren't going well for a while, but they just kept playing. And, you know, you mentioned Rainey, and just it's hard to mention so many different small defensive plays by, you know, Sharon, by Danny Teal, by Myra, by Sadie, by Jessica. I mean, they just all seemed to, at one point or another, plays that really made a big difference in this game.
Yeah, And I thought what was great about our kids was that the focus they had when we were switching offense and defense mm-hmm. going in, that I think they all understood what their roles were and they went after it.
Well, Coach, enjoy this one. Congratulations. Great way to open the season.
Yeah, we're still undefeated.
There you go. Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show. The Streaks win on a buzzer beater from Jessica Lieber, 72-69, the final. Our postgame coach's interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin insurance agency in Galesburg. We're going to come back and talk more about this one, run down our postgame stats, have a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports' number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Sir, stay with us, sir.
Doctor, is he going to be okay?
What happened to put him in this condition?
He went out to get the mail, opened the power bill, and then collapsed.
I've seen a lot of this lately. High power billitis.
When you suffer from high power bills, there's only one person who can save you, Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Power bills that make you sick are indicative of a serious but curable condition. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating today because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back at John Field Gym, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. First game is in the books, and it was a, I wouldn't say necessarily a good one overall, but a good win for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They played hard, didn't shoot the ball well, didn't shoot well from the line, but they played hard. Big defensive plays by multiple players throughout the game. Great hustle plays, and the Streaks come out with a buzzer-beating win on a shot by Jessica Lieber after a steal by Sharon Diggins, and they beat the Dunlap Eagles 72-69. What a nice start to the season for the Streaks against a good Dunlap team. They were young, but they're going to be a good team, and they're going to be a team that's really going to improve throughout the season and be a force to be reckoned with later with their size. Obviously, Hobbs is an outstanding all-around player. I mean, she had a double-double before the first half was over, and a nice effort from her tonight. But, boy, what a job by the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Nice comeback, and just like we said, that so many small plays we could talk about that contributed to this win, and mostly defensively.
Yeah, and, you know, it all winds up being hustle. And not only just defensively, but also just the little things on offense, like keeping offensive rebounds alive. The Streaks did a good job. They did a good job diving all over the floor for plays. And, you know, one of the things you and Coach talked about was the not giving up. You know, Sadie Hamilton, who's leading your team in scoring, goes out of the game. It's a beat. They kept playing hard. They kept energized, and they didn't just concede defeat in this game. And I think that was a big thing as well.
Have to consider that, you know, when one of your mainstays of your team out, and the girls, they didn't give up. They you know, they obviously still had some confidence and knew that there were some things they had to do to win, and went out and absolutely did those, and they came out with the victory. 72-69 was the final. We've got a whole lot of stats to take a look at. A whole lot of shots were fired up in this game. And also coming up a little bit later, we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final score, Galesburg 72, Dunlap 69. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for a limited time. Buy McRib Extra Value Meal and get a second McRib sandwich for just a buck.
Terry Cavanaugh here from WGIL. Join Jim Lee, Will Stevenson, and me tomorrow morning beginning at 5 for the latest in news, weather, and sports on the WGIL Morning News.
Back at John Field Gymnasium, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson as the Galesburg Silver Streak girls basketball team wins their season opening game. They defeat the Dunlap Eagles. Final score, Galesburg 72, Dunlap 69. Time to take a look at our post-game final statistics brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Scoring-wise for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, three players in double figures. They were led by Sadie Hamilton, who scored 18 points before she fouled out of the basketball game. She had a three-pointer in the ball game, and she also one of the few that hit well from the free-throw line. She was 5 for 6 from the free-throw line for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 14 points for Jessica Lieber, including 4 three-pointers, none bigger than that last shot of the ball game at the buzzer that gave the Streaks the win. 14 points also for Rainey Sibley. She hit 3 three-pointers in the game, and actually 3 for 3 from the free-throw line. 6 points for Emma Junk. Hit a couple of free throws to bring the Streaks within one late in the ballgame. 5 points for Myra Diggins. 5 points for Chloe Anderson. 3 points for Danny Teal, who contributed especially defensively for the Streaks in that second half. And four for Paige Klink, including a three-pointer, one for two from the line. 3 points for Sharon Diggins on three for four from the free throw line. Streaks, I had them 20 for 37 from the line and from behind the arc. Well, Eric's got all those stats as far as the shooting percentages. Well, let me run down the scoring quickly for Dunlap. First off, they were led by Lexi Hobbs. She had 24 points, a nice night for the senior, the only senior on this Dunlap team. She's a three-year varsity player for Dunlap. They also had a couple of the sophomores, a sophomore and a freshman in double figures. Kirstine Morgan with 12 points. Also, Brianna Henson, the 6-foot freshman, with 12 points in the game. 7 points from Michelle Anderson before she fouled out. 4 points from Morgan Erickson, 6 points for Cassie Gibbons, and 4 points for Liz Zaz. Dunlap 15 for 27 from the free throw line.
Well, let's start with the good numbers, Tom. 32 to 18, Streaks plus 14 in the turnover battle. Rebounds were even at 52 apiece, although the Streaks went into the half five down. So Streaks did a better job rebounding the ball in that second half. 34 to 12, plus 22 on the offensive board. So the Streaks really got after it. Shooting-wise for the Dunlap Eagles, they shot a straight-up 50%, 26 of 52 from three, one of two from three, 26 of 52 from inside the arc. The Streaks shot 10 of 58 from three-point range, good for 17%, 11 of 24 from inside the arc, so they shot a combined 26% from the field. Now, just to give you a little perspective, a lot of those misses on the three-point arc actually came from the same girl who hit the game winner in this game, Jessica Lieber. She took 26 threes and only hit four.
Wow.
But
well,
the fourth one
counted the most. Hey, only takes one, though, right?
Yeah.
Only takes one. Wow. So, the Streaks, they struggled from the field, inside and outside the arc. But you do all the little things defensively and, like you said earlier, offensively, little things, working the ball around and people being where they need to be and not giving up when Sadie Hamilton fouls out of the basketball game. Was just a nice effort tonight by the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And I guess, Lexi Hobbs, 24 points. What's she in rebounding-wise? She had over 20, didn't she, on the
rebounds?
Yeah,
she had 24.
Wow, 24 points, 24 rebounds. That's quite a night for her. She's an impressive player. But give the Streaks credit for not giving up.
I didn't keep track, but I would venture to guess she had somewhere between 8 and 10 turnovers, too, though.
Yeah. Well, yep. That
so
does,
she made that it, may have had the notorious triple-double.
All right. Our post-game stats, again, brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. We're going to come back, and we'll take our final time out here. We'll come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win at 72-69 on a buzzer beater from Jessica Lieber. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Too cool for a safety belt? What do you think is cooler, getting where you're going or not getting there at all? And I don't want to hear that line about it being uncomfortable. It's way more comfortable than trying to get around in a body cast for 6 months. Truth is, doesn't matter how you feel about them, it's the law. Buckle up or you will get a ticket. Crashes can happen anywhere. Most take place within a short distance from your house. You can't expect it, but you can be protected. Click it or ticket. For more information, visit buckleupillinois.org. This message brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation, Division of Traffic Safety.
I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime, news@WGIL.com.
Quite a comeback by the Streaks, 72-69 the final score. Streaks led early 10-0, but Dunlap took the lead early in the second quarter. Streak's last lead until that last shot was, what, at 16-14, is that right?
16-14 early in the second quarter.
And Streak's able to finally get their way back into it late in the ballgame. In fact, as you mentioned, I think with a minute left, they're still down by five and still able to force some turnovers, some missed free throws. I forgot to ask Coach Massey about all the timeouts to ice the shooter, which I'm sure he's never done before. Two 60s and a 30 before the sophomore Kirstine Morgan stepped to the free throw line. She ended up missing the first. He called another timeout then, and she did make the second, but the Streaks with the big win. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, this is a tough one because you can go through numerous plays in that game that really helped get the Streaks back into it. In that second half, Danny Teal, who didn't play in the first half, came in the second half, had, three big steals, 3 points also.
Yeah, she pulled off the triple, 3 steals, 3 rebounds, and 3 points.
Made some big plays. You had Emma Junk with a couple of free throws at the end there to pull the Streaks within one. You had some big rebounds and steals by Myra Diggins. You had numerous defensive plays by the Streaks and by multiple players. But we actually have two of them tonight that I guess were the actual crunch time and the biggest play. I guess it was two plays, but all turned into one play that gave the Streaks the victory. First off, Sharon Diggins with a steal.
Yeah, well, and you know, one of the things that can be said about this game, it kind of goes back to the 83 White Sox. This was winning ugly.
Yeah.
Because nobody had a pretty game in this one. Everybody had flaws. Even Sadie, who put up 18 points and 7 rebounds, had a ton of turnovers. She fouled out of the game. But, yeah, Sharon Diggins, for starters, 3 points in the game. She was 0-for from the field, 3-of-4 from the free throw line, but she did have 6 rebounds, 5 of them offensive, and numerous big plays, including a huge steal there at the end in which she stole the ball and then kicked it out to Jessica Lieber.
So, yeah, you know, and what was tough, she made the steal from, she got the ball away from Hobbs on the sideline just in front of the Streaks bench, somewhat off balance, was able to get her balance, gather herself, turn, and throw the pass to Jessica Lieber, who in turn was there, got herself set about 23 feet out high on the left side, and nailed a three-pointer. So we have Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Players of the Game, Sharon Diggins and Jessica Lieber.
Jessica had, again, a tough game, shooting 4 of 26 from three-point range, but she did finish with 14 points, 5 rebounds, 3 of them offensive, and 7 steals. So she was very active in the passing lane. So a tough game for the Streaks, but you'll take it as long as it ends up in the W column.
Bet. That's all that matters. Ugly or not, you take the W. So congratulations to Sharon Diggins and Jessica Lieber, our co-Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Players of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, that's going to wrap it up. I'll be back here on Thursday night along with Jim Lee. Eric's going to be on assignment for the weekend. He'll miss, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah, unfortunately, with the three back-to-back-to-back games, yep, it kind of screwed me up.
You'll be back with us next Tuesday night, though, when we open the conference season on the road at Wharton Fieldhouse.
In an odd conference game against Moline this early in the season.
Yep, so Jim Lee will be with me on Thursday night for the broadcast, and Jim Wyman will be along on Friday and Saturday for the broadcast as well. So thanks for listening tonight. Thanks to our studio engineer, Zach Cox. Thanks to our sports director, program director, Jim Lee, and our engineer, Rick Heath, for getting things all set up for us here earlier today. And hopefully things going flawlessly for us. That's the big part, getting everything to work.
Exactly.
We do the easy part.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. My thanks to Eric Gibson as well. Final score once again, Streak 72, Dunlap 69. You've been listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streak's Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.